Test 1, 2, 3. Test 1, 2, 3. Test 1, 2, 3. Welcome back to the Fresno Grizzlies pregame show. I'm here with Grizzlies right-hand pitcher Jace Kaminska. Thank you for taking time for this interview. Hello and welcome to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark for game two of six between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Stockton Ports. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in to Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Steven Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Wednesday Night Baseball between the single-A affiliates of the Colorado Rockies and Oakland Athletics. It's a battle of California League North Division foes. It's your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Stockton Ports. Your Fresno Grizzlies come in with a record of 18-15. They are second place in the California League North Division standings, 6.5 games back of the Modesto Nuts, who are currently trailing to the San Jose Giants, while the Stockton Ports come in with a record of 13-19. They sit 11 games back of Modesto, last place in the California League North Division standings. And yesterday in game one of this six-game series, the Grizzlies, Cardiac Bears, clawed past the Stockton Ports 3-2 Tuesday morning from Banner Island Ballpark. The Grizzlies improved to 67-24 all time against the Ports. 6-1 this year, including 5 straight wins. They are 36-7 all time at this ballpark, 6-1 as well this year, as the Grizzlies playing their second of 5 series against the Ports. Fresno played their 5th straight one-run game, 3-2 in those games, their first away win in one-run games as well, and 4 of their last 5 games have ended with a record of 3-2. The Grizzlies now 7-2 in day contest, 6-1 in the opening game of a series, 5-1 on Tuesdays. They're undefeated in those trio of categories. The Grizzlies grabs a 2-0 advantage early, an Andy Perez RBI double, an E.J. Andrews Jr. sacrifice fly, but Stockton did not go away. We mentioned it multiple times on the air. Stockton scoring 2 runs in the bottom of the 8th. They had an opportunity to take the lead in the 8th and then to walk it off possibly in the 9th, but a Jake Snyder home run in the top of the 9th inning, the difference maker. Snyder has been the hero twice over the last 2 games for Fresno, the walk-off wild pitch on Sunday, and the home run in the 9th inning yesterday as the Grizzlies survived. Wellington Herrera, Tyler Hoffman were fantastic out of the bullpen. Bryson Hammer, a big win for him. Albert Pacheco, a nice start as well. So that brings us to tonight, as the Grizzlies, they give the ball to right-hander Brian Perez. A 1-1 record, a 5.23 ERA. Perez gets the ball after his worst outing last week against the Modesto Nuts, but he will be countered by a guy who's been out of the bullpen mainly for the Stockton Ports. It's right-hander Corey Avant, a 2-2 record, a 10.22 ERA for the right-hander in Avant. So it should be an interesting matchup as both pitchers looking to help out their seasons. Perez looking to get back in the win column for your Grizzlies. Should be a great night of fun, as you are joining us as well here on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV. My name is Steven Rice, and we have a great pregame interview as well. It's with Grizzlies right-hand pitcher Jace Kaminska. The former Nebraska Cornhusker talks about a little bit about his upbringing, his stops in college at Wichita State and then Nebraska, and then what he's been able to accomplish so far this season. Our pregame guest is right-hand pitcher Jace Kaminska. When we come back right after the break, we'll have that interview with him. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball in a pregame show. We'll be back right after this.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8? Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models? Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
Welcome back to the Fresno Grizzlies pregame show. I'm here with Grizzlies right-hand pitcher Jace Kaminska. Thank you for taking time for this interview.
Thank you.
First question I have for you. So tell the fans where you're from and a little bit about your upbringing.
So I'm from this tiny town called Tyro, Kansas, just north of Tulsa, which is probably the biggest close town to it. just like a half mile into Kansas. It's about 150 people. And then where I went to high school is Caney, and it's a town of about 1,700.
So what does one do in your tiny little town then?
Not a whole lot. You play a lot of sports, or typically everyone's parents works or is in some sort of like ag industry.
So then what did your parents do? And then where was your exposure to baseball then?
My dad's kind of worked all over the place, but he's kind of like runs our day-to-day farm operations. And then my mom, she's kind of a boss at the hospital. And I guess my mom and dad were both college athletes, so I would say it was probably already predetermined that I was going to play baseball. And, you know, as soon as I could play, they signed me up.
That's amazing to think about that. So then when you were initially looking to go to college, what made you want to go to Wichita State?
I think I would say, like, being a smaller town kid, I feel like a lot of schools like overlooked me, and they were definitely a school that was like all in on me and like showed me the money to like, you know, express that they were. And then historically it's a great baseball school, and then it was also the closest one to my house. It's about 2 hours. And then I want to say, because my dad's like grew up in the 90s, that was their dynasty. That was kind of like my dad's probably dream school, so that was probably part of it too.
It's crazy to think about that, because I actually grew up and played with a guy named Reagan Beekler, who went to Wichita State, was drafted by the Rockies. So you guys have some similarities there. But when you went to Wichita State, then you went to Nebraska, and now you're part of the Big Ten, and now you're pitching for the Cornhuskers. Talk about that experience.
I mean, it was kind of crazy. I went from like being on top to the bottom really quick, and then I don't know, it got to be a pretty hostile, like, toxic environment. I just needed a fresh start, and I took a move that I thought was best for me, and I had an inside connection already with an old coach there. Their hitting coach, assistant hitting coach, was the junior college close to my house. He was the old coach there, so it was just kind of an in, and he was, you know, expressed how much they wanted me and that they would give me all the things that I was looking for, so I hopped on it.
How weird was it for you pitching in the Big Ten, where you're going to cold places like Ohio State, or you're going to Michigan or Purdue? But how was it for you in general going to the different places around the Big Ten?
It was definitely a little more like shocking in that sense. But I'm from Kansas, so Kansas is pretty cold normally too. And Wichita is in a nice conference on the coast, but you know, Wichita is still very cold the first 3 months of the year. So. Like in that aspect, it was about the same. And then just going to, there's so much more money in Big Ten, big, you know, Power Five, like into the facilities and where they put you up in hotels and everything. It's just everything's done, you know, they're dotting the I's and crossing the T's.
I love hearing that. And then you were drafted by the Colorado Rockies. Did you know that the Rockies were on your radar?
Yeah, I talked to the scout that, you know, ultimately like turned me in or whatever quite a bit before the draft. And you know, the draft was kind of crazy for me, but I would say I was told yes, and then I was told no, and then they ended up taking me, so it was kind of wild.
Where were you when you found out you got drafted?
I was at home. We like set up a TV in the garage, because I don't really know why. For some reason, like, the internet or something's better out there, so we had it in the garage. And then it was crazy, because the Rockies were gonna take someone else, and then so they told me no, like, better luck tomorrow or something. And then I think the guy got picked a couple picks before me, and then they said my name and I didn't even know it, and then I was getting phone calls and I was like, oh,
you got drafted.
Yeah, cool.
That's amazing. So now you're here in Fresno, California. A little bit different being in California. We've talked about that, but you've had an outstanding start to the season. What has worked well for you so far?
I think what's worked well is just, I mean, kind of like with anything, my bread and butter tends to be the fastball, just establishing that, and then it keeps him honest where I can expand off of it. And got a great pitching coach here with Rolando Garza, and he's really helped me develop a put-away pitch. So being able to mix a put-away pitch with the fastball is just, seems basic, but it, like, just my whole perspective, you know, in the last few years, I really feel like I'm getting better now.
It's really fun to watch, and I had a blast watching you in San Bernardino go 6 scoreless innings, and now, I don't want to jinx anything, but you lead the California League in ERA among all starters and qualified players. How awesome is that for you?
This is the first time hearing it, so I guess that's cool. But, it's great. You just got to try not to think about it because, like you said, I don't know. I'm kind of superstitious.
Yeah, so 100%. We'll have to knock on some wood after this.
Yeah.
It's great to watch for that. But the last thing I want to bring up as well, we are part of agriculture. Growliformia is all about that. I know when you were younger that there was some pie involved, that you won a contest. I don't know the true story or how much you can tell me, but a pie?
Yeah. Around home, they have this deal called 4-H. I'm sure they have it out here. It's kind of like, it's to get kids involved in agriculture and like teach them accountability, getting up, feed the animals or whatever. Even if you live in town, you can be in it and you can do baked goods or like make Lego sets and stuff like that. And I had everything, it's like a numbers game. I was always trying to win, take home the most medals you could. So I entered every little division. And my grandma was a long time home ec teacher at the high school. And I'm pretty sure I helped, in quotations. She made a pie, and I just wrote my name on it and turned it in, and I got a big ribbon for it.
Well, that's awesome. Well, we can't wait to see what the future holds. Let's go get some more wins and some more medals on top of it. Thanks, Chase.
Yeah, thank you.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. We thank Jace Kaminska for joining us on the pregame show. Now we head over to the field for the national anthem.
What so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we so gallantly strewn, and the rockets red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say,
a beautiful national anthem to get us set for Wednesday night baseball here in Stockton, California at beautiful Banner Island Ballpark. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in to stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice. It's now time for the starting lineups. First, we'll start with your Fresno Grizzlies, the proud single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. Your Grizzlies 18-15 overall. The Grizzlies have won 5 straight games and 6 of 7 against the Stockton Ports. Under reigning California League Manager of the Year, Steve Solis, here's his Toyota starting lineup. Leading off and playing center field, number 31, G.J. Hill. Batting second, the first baseman, number 5, Aiden Longwell. Batting third at third base, number 3, Braylon Wimmer. Batting fourth is the shortstop, number 7, Andy Perez. Batting fifth is the DH, number 10, Jake Snyder. Batting sixth, the left fielder, number 25, Jason Hinchman. Batting seventh is the catcher, number 33, Darius Perry. Batting eighth, the right fielder, number 2, E.J. Andrews Jr. And batting ninth, the second baseman, number 1, Luis Mendez. And on the bump for your Fresno Grizzlies is the right-hander, number 36, Brian Perez, as this lineup will take on the right-hander and Corey Avant, a 2-2 record at 10.22 ERA. So once again, the Grizzlies' Toyota starting lineup under manager Steve Solis, Hill, Longwell, Wimmer, Andy Perez, Snyder, Hinchman, Perry, Andrews Jr., Mendez, and Brian Perez on the bump. As the Stockton Ports, their starting lineup under manager, first-year manager, and Javier Godard. The Ports at 13-19, the single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics, will have Ryan Lasko in center, Cole Kahn catching, Luke Mann at short, Nate Nankill in right field, Miles Naylor's the DH, TJ Schofield-Sam the second baseman. Pedro Pineda in left field, Darlin Montero at first, and Casey Yamauchi at third. Here comes the first pitch to G.J. Hill, and he lines it foul, and we are underway at 7:06 p.m. So 7:06 p.m. here for first pitch, and we are underway here at Banner Island Ballpark. Here comes the 0-1, and again, Hill lines it foul, and count now at 0-2. So first pitch, 7:06, 84 degrees. It's a perfect, perfect night for baseball. As here comes the 0-2 to Hill, and Hill swing and a miss, and he's down on strikes. Three pitches, and Avant has his first strikeout of the evening as it brings up first baseman Aiden Longwell. 84 degrees, it is clear skies. We have 13-mile-per-hour winds out to center field. As now it's Aiden Longwell. As here comes the first pitch, and he swings and misses. Counted 0-1. Good pitch down the zone against Longwell, the first baseman. Top of the first, no score between Fresno and Stockton. Here comes the 0-1 to Longwell. It's outside. Count of 1-1. The Grizzlies back in their red uniforms. Grizzlies right across the front. Here comes the 1-1 to Longwell, and he swings and misses. Count at 1-2. They have the black numbers with the white outline on those numbers. They have the California Bear flag patch on their left arm. They also are wearing their black caps with the red bill and the California Bear flag logo, as that's outside. 2-2. Stockton back in their home white unis. They have the red sleeves on those white uniforms. Red cap, red bill. As here comes the 2-2 to Longwell. And Longwell flies it foul, and the count remains the same. 2-2. Ports is written across the front of those white uniforms in blue. They have the blue numbers on the front and back as well. And the S logo with the anchor through it as their logo on the cap. Here comes the 2-2. And Longwell takes it inside. 3-2. One out here in the top of the first inning. No score between Fresno and Stockton. Here comes the 3-2 from the right-hander and Avant. And it's a soft ground ball to the second baseman. Up with it on the backhand is the second baseman. Low throw from Schofield Sam over to Montero. And that is the second out. It goes 4-3 as it brings up third baseman Braylon Wimmer. Again, the Ports have Pineda in left field. He's batting seventh. Ryan Lasko, the center fielder, he leads off. The right fielder is Nate Nankill. He bats fourth. Casey Yamauchi, he's the third baseman. He bats ninth. As here comes the third baseman, Braylon Wimmer. That is a called strike count at 0-1. At shortstop is Luke Mann. He hits third. TJ Schofield-Sam added to the roster. He will bat sixth. As here comes the 0-1 to Wimmer. And it's low. A count of one ball and one strike. Darlin Montero, he's at first base. He will hit eighth. Cole Kahn, the catcher, he bats second. And then Miles Naylor, the DH, as he bats fifth. As the 1-1 is a call strike. Now 1-2 is Avant looking for a 1-2-3 inning. A 2-2 record of 10.22 ERA. Here comes the 1-2 now to Braylon Wimmer. Here's the pitch. And it's high for a ball. Two balls and two strikes. Home plate umpires Gabe Vargas. Over on the bases, Jonathan Rector. Yesterday, we had it switched. Jonathan Rector was the home plate umpire. Gabe Vargas was in the bases yesterday. Here's the 2-2, and that is way outside. Three balls and two strikes. A slider from the right-hander Avant that went awry. Three balls, two strikes, two outs here in the top of the first inning. No score. Here comes the pitch to Braylon Wimmer. And Wimmer, ground ball up the middle, a base hit. A two-out single for Braylon Wimmer. And he has a modest three-game hit streak with that single as it brings up shortstop Andy Perez. So Braylon Wimmer, as we said, extends his hit streak to three games, batting 300 in that hit streak, 3-for-10. And now to Andy Perez, who reached base four times yesterday, which included an RBI double, a single, and two walks. As he looks to bunt and he lays it down and misses. And counted no balls and a strike. Went to lay it down right in front of the plate. No balls, one strike. Runner at first with two outs. Here comes the pitch to Perez outside. Count of one ball and one strike. Andy Perez with that big game yesterday extends his average to 305. Four home runs, 21 RBI. Again, Perez just 19 years old. Here comes the 1-1, and Perez takes a pitch low. Two balls and a strike as Kahn, the catcher, makes a nice stop, and Wimmer does not advance to second. So count now at two balls and one strike, just underway for Wednesday evening baseball here at Banner Island Ballpark. Glad you could join us. Two balls, one strike. Here comes the pitch to Perez, and a check on Wimmer. Nice move, and Wimmer is safe. Count still at two balls, one strike. A little bit of shade on the infield. The outfield in complete sun except shallow right field. Here comes the 2-1. There goes Wimmer. Perez takes a low. The throw to second is late. And Wimmer has a stolen base. Runner in scoring position for Fresno. And now Andy Perez, the count of three balls and a strike. For Braylon Wimmer, that is his fourth stolen base, all successfully. As now the Grizzlies are runner in scoring position with two outs in a 3-1 count to Andy Perez. Here's the pitch, and Perez fouls it off now 3-2. He got a little happy as he was a little bit ahead on that pitch. Three balls, two strikes. Andy Perez, an 839 OPS over 32 games, all over the California League hitting leaderboard. Eight different categories. Here's the 3-2, and it's low, ball four, and Perez reaches base for the fifth time in this series. He draws a 3-2 walk, and now brings up Jake Snyder, who has been the Grizzlies' hero the past couple of games. A walk-off wild pitch run for Snyder on Sunday, a home run in the ninth inning yesterday, giving the Grizzlies a 3-2 win. He reached base like Andy Perez four times. Two walks, a single, and a home run. And now Snyder can give the Grizzlies an early lead. As here comes the first pitch, Wimmer dancing at second. And Snyder takes a pitch outside. One ball and no strikes. This middle of this Grizzlies lineup, very dangerous. Wimmer, Perez, Snyder, and doesn't get any easier with Jason Hinchman awaiting on deck. One ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch. And Snyder inside a check swing. He did not go around. Two balls and no strikes. Now Avant, after two quick outs, having to work here in the first inning. Now up to 25 pitches right here. Here's the 2-0 from the right-hander. And Perez lines it foul. Count it two balls and a strike. The Grizzlies have won five in a row against the Stockton Ports. 6-1 against them this year. The Ports only win a walk-off a couple Wednesdays ago here at Banner Island Ballpark. Here's the 2-1, and Snyder ground ball, and that goes to left field, a base hit. Wimmer almost got hit by the ball. Instead, he will score. The throw is into third, and Perez is safe. And Jake Snyder, an RBI single with runners in scoring position, and the Grizzlies lead 1-0. Jake Snyder continues to pound the baseball as Perez first to third. Wimmer scores a run after a two-out single. Second hit for Fresno and a run in the frame. And Fresno an early lead 1-0 as here comes left fielder Jason Hinchman. The Grizzlies a big RBI there from Jake Snyder. And for Fresno, because they score first, they could be 12-1 if they score first this year on the road. Already 11-1. As Snyder picks up the RBI, that's his 16th RBI this season. And the Grizzlies, who've had trouble in runners in scoring position, 0-10 yesterday, 1-1 today. The Grizzlies, in the month of May, this is over 13 games, are 21-106 now. They were 20-105 for a .190 clip. And now it's Jason Hinchman with runners at the corners and two outs. 1-0 Fresno. Here's the pitch, and Hinchman fouls it off, counting 0 balls and 1 strike. The Grizzlies left 14 runners on base yesterday, and that big RBI single for Jake Snyder. Top of the first inning, 1-0 Fresno. Here comes the 0-1 to Hinchman, and Hinchman takes called strike two. Looked like a check swing from Hinchman. Either way, ruled a strike from home plate umpire in Gabe Vargas. No balls, two strikes. Runners at the corners. Here comes the pitch to Hinchman. And he has a high chopper to third. Yamauchi doesn't have a play as that ball was way high in the air. And Yamauchi with the 5-9 frame had to go back on it. And everybody safe. 2-0 Grizzlies. Perez comes in to score. Snyder will stop at second. And Hinchman has what should be an RBI infield single. For Fresno, that's their third hit, second run of the inning. And now Darius Perry with runners at first and second and two outs. So Avant now up to 30 pitches. Here it is. And that's in the dirt, count at 1-0. Darius Perry had two walks in yesterday's contest, but still looking for that elusive hit. It's been a couple games since Perry's had a hit. Could get one right here and extend this Grizzlies lead as Hinchman is awarded a single. Here's the 1-0. And that is outside, 2 balls and no strikes. Darius Perry, 1 home run this year, a .157 batting average, 3 RBI. Here comes the 2-0 to Perry. And Perry lines one out to center field. That ball is caught on the run by the center fielder in Lasco to end the inning. But the Grizzlies put two runners in after two quick outs. It is 2-0 as we head to the bottom of the first. We'll be back right after this.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. Bottom of the first inning, 2-0. Fresno leads Stockton as Ryan Lasko will lead things off against the right-hander in Brian Perez. Perez gets the start today for Fresno, a 1-1 record, a 5.23 ERA. And now Ryan Lasko, one of the top prospects in the athletic system, to the dish. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander, and it's a called strike. 92 miles per hour there from Perez, count it 0-1. It was the Grizzlies, a 2-0 lead after three hits with two outs in the top of the first as a breaking ball misses inside. Count of 1-1. Hey, Fresno, are you ready to party? Tequila Fest returns to Chukchansey Park on Friday, May 17th. Line drive to right field, and that ball gets down a base hit. Lasko, they're actually saying it actually got over for a ground rule double. So it's a leadoff double for Lasko. That ball in the corner to right field. So a ground rule double is how the Ports start their evening. As it brings up catcher Cole Kahn, so runner second with no outs. But again, hey Fresno, are you ready to party? Tequila Fest returns to Chukchansey Park on Friday, May 17th. Catch T-Pain and Busta Rhymes live as one of the biggest concerts of the year comes to downtown Fresno. Join in on the fun and check out incredible live music. As here's a fly ball to deep right field. That ball is gone and we are tied. That ball was way out of here. And just like that, it is 2-2. Cole Kahn, the reigning player of the week in the California League, hits a two-run homer to right field, his second homer of the season, and we are tied. 105 miles per hour off the bat. And now it's Luke Mann, the shortstop, and we are tied at 2 here in the bottom of the first. Join in on the fun and check out incredible live music, local food trucks and vendors, and of course, lots of tequila. General admission and VIP tickets are on sale now at TequilaFestFresno.com or the Chukchansey Park ticket office. We will see you at Chukchansey Park for Tequila Fest on May 17th. Line drive, base hit to right field. Three straight hits for the Stockton Ports. As Mann has a single, and just like that, Stockton coming out against Perez, hitting the ball as it's Nate Nankill, the right fielder. It's a runner at first with no outs. 2-2 our score here in the bottom of the first inning. Again, Tequila Fest on May 17th. It's this Friday at Chukchansey Park here in the bottom of the first. Brian Perez, already in this game, has allowed two runs on three hits as he throws a first-pitch breaking ball for a strike, count it 0-1. Brian Perez had a tough last outing against Modesto, 2 1/3 innings. He allowed seven runs, seven earned, on seven hits, three walks, and three strikeouts. As there's a strike, quickly 0-2 on back-to-back breaking balls. Brian Perez, a 1-1 record. Perez's ERA now at 6.10. The right-hander making his sixth start of the season. Second against these Ports as that pitch is inside, count at 1-2 and right back to the breaking ball. Perez, 6'2", 167 pounds, 20 years old from Bajos de Haina, Dominican Republic. Count at 1-2, signed as an international free agent in 2021, as that is a base hit down the left field line. Extra bases for Nankill on a hanging breaking ball. The left fielder Hinchman having some trouble, and the Ports have the lead on four straight hits. It's now 3-2. It's an RBI double for Nate Nankill, Man scores, and just like that, it's already 3-2. So fourth hit and third run for Stockton. And it's Miles Naylor now, as Brian Perez has been lit up here in this first inning. Four straight hits, three for extra bases, a home run, and two doubles. Already more than what they gave up yesterday. Here's the pitch, and that's low. Count of one ball and no strikes. It's a beautiful night for baseball. 84 degrees and clear skies. Also, lots of wind out to center field, and the hitters taking advantage of the nice weather. Coming out swinging the bats early. As here comes the 1-0 from Perez. That swung on a miss. Count at one ball and one strike. Miles Naylor, the DH. Runner at second with no outs. Here in the bottom of the first inning. Here comes the 1-1 now. And it's outside. Count at two balls and a strike. The three runs in this first inning by Stockton are tied for the most runs scored by an opponent in the first inning against Fresno. His count now at two balls and one strike. Here comes the pitch from Brian Perez. And it's a fly ball to right field. And that one will shoot foul. Count at two balls and two strikes. 3-2 Stockton here in the bottom of the first inning. Both the Grizzlies and the Ports already tying yesterday's score. Two balls, two strikes. Brian Perez. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander. And it swung on and missed. Naylor down on strikes. First out for Perez. As here comes TJ Schofield Sam. Schofield Sam back in a Stockton Ports uniform. And TJ Schofield Sam, a nice ovation from the crowd as well, as the crowd remembering the young infielder. As here comes the first pitch from Perez to Schofield Sam. And it is a called strike, counted 0-1. 6'1", 187 pounds. Schofield Sam from Ontario, Canada. 12th round draft pick in 2019. Here comes the 0-1, and he lines one to left field. That's a base hit in front of Hinchman. Here comes the possible fourth run. They will score without a throw, and it's 4-2 Ports. Nankills comes in a score, an RBI single for Schofield Sam. That's the fifth hit and fourth run against Brian Perez. And with one away, here's Pedro Pineda. So Schofield Sam with the single, and now here comes pitching coach Rolando Garza. Brian Perez, over his first three outings of the season, allowed just two earned runs. In his last three starts, though, he has allowed 14 earned runs. It has been night and day since April to May for Brian Perez and the Grizzlies. Wednesday's been a tough day for Fresno. The Grizzlies on Wednesdays, and the second game of a series. Wednesdays, they're 1-5, 0-3 on the road, and 2-4 in the second game of a series. As Fresno trails now 4-2, the most runs scored in the first inning against the Grizzlies this year. 4-2 here in the bottom of the first inning. Still only one out, runner at first for Pedro Pineda, the seventh batter for Stockton. As Brian Perez trying to work out of trouble. Again, only 17 pitches for Brian Perez. Here's the pitch. And that is outside. Count of 1-0. 79 miles per hour on the slider there from Brian Perez. Also has a changeup. As here comes the 1-0 from the right-hander. And it's a fastball. And 94 past the bat of the swinging Pineda. Count of 1-1. Brian Perez and the Grizzlies wearing the red uniform, Stockton in their white unis. Second straight game that Fresno's worn those red jerseys. Here's the 1-1. That's in the dirt. Good stop from Darius Perry. Count now at two balls and one strike. The Ports lead the Grizzlies here at Banner Island Ballpark. Bottom of the first inning, already six runs. Here comes the 2-1. And it swung on and missed. Count it 2-2. The Grizzlies have been very good as a pitching staff in the month of May. Their only pitcher that's had a little bit of trouble so far in the month of May is Perez. But the right-hander has outstanding stuff. Here's the 2-2, and that is swung on and missed. 94 miles per hour, and Pineda cannot catch up with it. Second out of the inning, and now it's Starlin Montero, the first baseman. Runner at first with two outs. So Lasco, a ground rule double. Cole Kahn, a two-run homer. Luke Mann, a single. And then Nate Nankill had an RBI double. TJ Schofield Sam, an RBI single. Here comes the pitch. And that is a called strike. Good movement right there from Brian Perez. Count it 0-1. Perez now back on the bump, trying to find his bearings. Perez looks in. Here comes the 0-1 from the right-hander. And it's outside. Count of 1-1. Brian Perez, the right-hander. He is the nephew of Edinson Volquez, the former MLB All-Star World Series champion and no-hitter recipient. Here comes the 1-1. And that is fouled off. Count of 1-2. And if he calls Volquez tonight, Volquez will always tell him, you know, he probably went through some bad outings as well. Brian Perez from the Dominican Republic, part of that 2021 signing class that included Dion Jorge, Bryant Betancourt, and Jordy Vargas. Here's the pitch, and that is swung on and missed. A disgusting slider in on the hands of Montero, and he's out. But not before the Ports put up four runs on five hits. We head to the top of the second. There's the Grizzlies baseball and stream, guys. FreshGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. Top of the second inning, 4-2. The Ports lead the Grizzlies as E.J. Andrews Jr. will lead things off. As the first pitch is low, count of 1 ball and no strikes from Corey Avant. Back out for his second inning of work. The right-hander comes set around the belt. Here's the 1-0. And it is outside. 2 balls and no strikes. Corey Avant making his 10th appearance, his first start of the season. As here comes the 2-0. That's a called strike. Count at 2-1. Avant 12-1, third innings, 13 strikeouts for the 6'4", 225-pound right-hander. Here comes the 2-1, and that is swung on and missed. Now 2-2 to Andrews Jr. Avant, 22 years old, born in Burlington, North Carolina. Drafted by the Athletics in the 9th round in 2023. As here comes the 2-2, and a fly ball to right field. That ball is playable, though, and caught by the right fielder in Nankill. That's the first out of the inning, and Andrews Jr. is retired. As here comes second baseman Luis Mendez. Mendez on a 5-game hit streak, tied for the longest on this Grizzlies team, and his longest hit streak this season. Mendez, the batting average starting to creep up, but he's taking great at-bats as the first pitch is outside, count at 1-0. Mendez batting 157, no home runs, 9 RBI. Here's the 1-0. Mendez, a high fly ball out to left field. This is playable for the left fielder in Pineda, who makes the catch in the sun. Two outs now, and it brings up center fielder G.J. Hill. Hill 0 for 1 with a strikeout as the Grizzlies trail 4-2 here in the top of the second inning. As action down in that Fresno bullpen, looks like a left-hander starting to get loose. As here comes the pitch to Hill, and it is outside. Count of 1-0 from Corey Avant. Avant has faced the Grizzlies a couple times this season. As here comes the pitch. That's outside. 2-0. 2 appearances. He's allowed 6 runs, all earned on 6 hits. He has 4 walks and 2 strikeouts. As here comes the 2-0, and that is a called strike. Count it 2-1 to G.J. Hill. Avan gets the start for the Stockton Ports. As here comes the 2-1 Hill. And Hill fouls it off. Now 2-2. 4-2 Ports lead the Grizzlies here in the top of the second inning. Glad you could join us however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Here comes the 2-2 to Hill, and Hill flies it foul, and the count stays the same. G.J. Hill, his second time now in the California League, spent his first couple of seasons with the Visalia Rawhide before going to independent baseball. Now back for a second opportunity with Fresno, as that pitch is inside. Now 3-2. G.J. Hill batting 240, 1 home run, 2 RBI. A 696 OPS. Here comes the 3-2 to Hill. And it is high ball 4 and a 2-out walk. Hill was still being checked if he did go around. He did not. Second walk issued by Avant. And now it brings up Aiden Longwell, who is 0 for 1 with a ground out to second base. With 2 outs, like what Fresno did in the first inning, would love to tie this game up with one swing of the bat. Here comes the pitch to Longwell. And Longwell fly ball to shallow left field. That ball is dipping, and it goes fair. A fair ball down the left field line. Hill has speed. He rounds third. There will be a play at the plate. It is late, and Hill scores an RBI double for Aiden Longwell. Now 4-3 as another two-out RBI hit for Fresno. And now it's Braylon Wimmer as Hill scores all the way from first base. First hit of the inning and a run as the two-out walk comes back to bite Avant. And now Wimmer, who's 1-for-1, a single stolen base and run. It's now 4-3 here in the top of the second inning. And Aiden Longwell RBI double to left. Here comes the pitch to Wimmer. And Wimmer swing and a miss. Counted 0-1. A slider perfectly placed on the outside part of the plate, and Wimmer chased after it. 0-1. Avant looks in. He'll come set around the belt. Here comes the 0-1. And that is low for a ball count at 1-1. Grizzlies trail 4-3 here in the top of the second inning. Here comes the pitch to Braylon Wimmer. And Wimmer swing and a miss. Another slider down and away. And Wimmer chased after it once again. 1-2. As Avan looking to get out of the inning without any more damage. If he can't get Wimmer out, he has to go face the likes of Andy Perez and possibly Jake Snyder. Here's the 1-2. And it's a ground ball, and that is just foul. As Wimmer was looking for extra bases. First base coach and Grizzlies manager Steve Solis was hoping that ball would go fair. Steve Solis going right where that ball landed in foul territory. Third base coach is the Grizzlies bench coach in Cesar Galvez. Count of 1-2 is Wimmer looking to extend this inning. Here comes the pitch and a breaking ball just high. 2-2 as Avan was looking to nip the upper part of the zone. Home plate umpire Gabe Vargas says it was a ball. Two balls, two strikes, runner at second with two outs here in the top of the second inning. Here comes the pitch to Wimmer, and it is outside. Did he go around? He did not. Three balls and two strikes. Went right back to that slider, trying to get Wimmer to chase, and Wimmer, great job staying back on it. Let's see what he gets on the 3-2 right here. Evan looks back the runner, and Wimmer swing and a miss on a slider outside to end the inning. Avant gets a big strikeout, and the Grizzlies only get one run off the RBI double from Aiden Longwell. We head to the bottom of the second. We'll be back right after this.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chansey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats eight. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of eight? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. Bottom of the second inning, 4-3, the Ports lead the Grizzlies, as Casey Yamauchi will lead things off against the right-hander in Brian Perez. Here's the pitch, and it's a line drive out to left field, and a base hit for Yamauchi. First pitch swinging on the fastball at 94 miles per hour. Just like that, the Ports have six hits off of Brian Perez. As here comes Ryan Lasko. One for one, a ground rule double, and a run scored for Lasko. As the Ports have come out swinging here in this game. As Brian Perez looks into Darius Perry for the sign, and the ball is laid down foul. Counted no balls, one strike, as Lasko was looking to bunt his way on or possibly move over the runner. Braylon Wimmer, the third baseman, now taking notice, will have to come up a little bit from his third base position. And here he comes. Here comes the 0-1, and it is a breaking ball inside. And the count now one ball and one strike. Experience the ultimate party at Chuck Chansey. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Springs Spa and Salon. As the 1-1's outside, now 2-1. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChuckChanseyGold.com. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chuck Chansey Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. As the 2-1's a line drive out to center field, this is playable for the center fielder in Hill, and that's the first out of Lasko. 87 off the bat, and he is retired. Make sure you join the party soon. We thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the second inning. As here's Cole Kahn, a two-run homer to right field his first time up. One out, runner at first. Here comes the pitch, and it is a called strike. Good pitch there from Brian Perez. Counted no balls and one strike. 4-3 Stockton here in the bottom of the second inning. Yamauchi leads from first. So there is a little bit of a hole on the right side. As here's a ground ball, and it fouls off three different people. Like a little machine right there. There's a vending machine or a claw machine, as you will, that's on the concourse here at Banner Island Ballpark. And I'm hoping that maybe our Rockies technology assistant and Ryan Zwanich will give me a dollar to go play on it later. As the 0-2 is a high chopper, and it will get into right field, a base hit. Longwell, who was covering the bag, didn't have a chance. Now the throw to third is late from Andrews Jr., and it's a high base hit chopper for Cole Kahn. Longwell, the first baseman, was in because he was covering first base. The ball got over him, and then the second baseman, Mendez, could not make a play. So Yamauchi now to third. Kahn has now the seventh hit for Stockton. And it's Luke Mann with runners at the corners and one out. As Brian Perez working in and out of trouble this evening. Here comes the pitch from Perez, and it's a high pop-up. This is on the infield. The question is, whose ball is it? And it's the shortstop and Andy Perez for the second out. The ball was so up in the air that catcher Darius Perry did not see it. He kind of put up his hands like, where is it? And luckily Andy Perez saw it for the second out as it brings up Nate Nankill. Runners at the corners, two outs. Nankill, an RBI double and a run scored in his first at-bat. And Brian Perez looking to get out of this inning and have a zero on the board. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander in Perez. And it's a breaking ball inside, count at 1-0, and that breaking ball just has not been working for Perez so far. It's always tough when one of your pitches isn't doing what you want it to do. Perez looks like he's overthrowing a little bit as here comes the 1-0, and that is a called strike. That fastball was glistening in at 95, and the count now at 1-1. And that's the kind of pitch right there that Brian Perez is known for this early on in the season. Again, just 20 years old. As the 1-1 is a check swing. Did he go around? He did not. Two balls and a strike. Perez, 20 years old, will celebrate a birthday in September. Down at 2-1. Runners at first and third with two outs here in the bottom of the second inning. 4-3, Stockton leads Fresno. Here comes the 2-1 from Perez. Way outside, and a good stop from Perry. The count now at 3-1. There is a base open for Perez if he wants to use it. I would love for him to go right after Nankill right here, though. Three balls and one strike. Brian Perez looking to get out of this inning. Here comes the 3-1 from the right-hander. And it's a ground ball foul, 3-2. Fastball on the lower part of the zone, 3-2. As Nankill, not much to do with it right there. If Perez is able to get out of this inning, it'll be a big sigh of relief for the Grizzlies as their offense has already scored three runs in this game on four hits. Here comes the 3-2, and it swung on and missed, and that will end the inning. Brian Perez gets out of the inning unscathed as we head to the third. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Life app, and MILB TV.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chansey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. Top of the third inning, 4-3. The Ports lead the Grizzlies as Andy Perez will lead things off against the right-hander and Corey Avant as the first pitch is a high chopper foul. Count of no balls and one strike. Perez worked a walk and scored in his first at-bat back in the first inning. Already 7 runs on 11 hits in tonight's game as the 0-1 is outside and a little bit low. Count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Action down in that Ports bullpen. A right-hander starts to get loose. Here comes the 1-1, and Perez swing and a miss. Count at 1-2. That ball was not even close. As Andy Perez now count at 1 ball and 2 strikes. Here comes the pitch from Avant. And again, he bounces the ball. Now 2 balls, 2 strikes as the catcher, Cole Kahn, a little bit slow getting up right here. 2 balls, 2 strikes. And now the umpire, Gabe Vargas, giving as much time for Kahn as he needs. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Looks like everybody is okay. As here comes the pitch from Avant over to Andy Perez. Here's the 2-2, and it swung on and missed, and Perez down on strikes. Third strikeout for Avant. And now brings up Jake Snyder, 1-for-1, an RBI single in his first at-bat. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. As Snyder fouls off the first pitch, count it 0-1. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. As here comes the 0-1 to Snyder, and Snyder checks swing. Did he go around? Yes, he did. Quickly 0-2. And we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the third. As a count now, no balls, two strikes to Jake Snyder. As he takes it outside, count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. The Grizzlies trailing 4-3. Jake Snyder, though, has been on fire over the past couple of games. Here comes the 1-2, and that's a breaking ball high. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder, 4-for-11 over his last 3 games. Home run, RBI, 2 runs, 2 walks. And on this season, a .284 batting average. Here's a 2-2 and a ground ball to the shortstop. Couple bounces. The throw to first is in time for the second out as man gets Snyder. So 2 outs, and now it's the left fielder in Jason Hinchman, 1-for-1 with an RBI single. So Snyder retired, and now to Hinchman. Hinchman was the infield singles. Here comes manager Javier Godard, and they will take him out of this game. A new pitcher right after this.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chancey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to Stockton, California. We are still in the top of the third inning. Two outs, no one on. 4-3, the Ports lead the Grizzlies. As Jason Hinchman will take on the new pitcher out of the Ports pen, it's right-hander Micah Dallas. Dallas making his 10th appearance out of the bullpen, an 0-1 record, a 7.04 ERA. Here's the pitch, and it's inside for a ball count of 1-0. Dallas, 24 years old, from Carrollton, Texas. As here comes the 1-0 to Hinchman. And it is a call strike, count at 1-1. So final line for Corey Avant, the Port starter, 2 2/3 innings. As that is inside, 2-1. 4 hits, 3 runs, all earned. 2 walks and 3 Ks for the right-hander. Here comes the 2-1 to Hinchman. And Hinchman, a high chopper again, foul as Yamauchi tries to backhand it. Count at 2-2. Now to Micah Dallas, who was drafted out of Texas A&M in the 8th round by the Athletics in 2022. A plethora of Aggies on this Stockton Ports team. As counted 2-2, here comes the pitch. And Hinchman check swing. Did he go around? He did not. 3 balls and 2 strikes. The left fielder in Jason Hinchman, 1-for-1 with a single. Here comes the 3-2 to Hinchman. And it's outside, but called strike 3. And that ends the inning as Dallas, nice off-speed pitch, and Hinchman is out. We head to the bottom of the third, 4-3, Stockton leads. We'll be back right after this.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8? Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models? Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. Bottom of the third inning, 4-3, the Ports lead the Grizzlies. As Miles Naylor, who's 0-for-1, will stride to the plate against Brian Perez. Here in the bottom of the third, Grizzlies and Ports, the latest game to start today in single-A baseball. We've seen a lot of crooked number games in single-A today. As here comes the pitch from Brian Perez. A check swing, and he did go around. Count at 0-1. Miles Naylor. We saw a 22-1 win. The Kannapolis Cannonballers beating the Fayetteville Woodpeckers 22-1. Here's the pitch. That is high. Count at 1-1. And we saw the San Jose Giants beat the Modesto Nuts 16-5, which included a Bryce Eldridge 3-run homer in the first inning. As here comes the 1-1, and that is a called strike. Count at 1-2. Jonah Cox had a big game as well. The top of the lineup, a trio of hits. As here comes the 1-2 from Brian Perez. Winds and deals. And that is called strike three. And Naylor down on strikes again. Fifth punch out for Brian Perez. And he has now retired three in a row as it brings up TJ Schofield Sam, who is 1-for-1 with an RBI single as the Grizzlies trail the Ports 4-3. But Modesto suffering the loss today. That's just their ninth loss of the season, and the Grizzlies would love to add a game against them as the first pitch is swung on and missed, counted 0-1. Here comes the second pitch from Perez to Schofield Sam, and a ground ball to the second base of Mendez. Mendez gobbles it up, and the sidearm throw to first is in time. It goes 4-3. Luis Mendez is very sure-handed over there at second base. A long way to go and made the play as it brings up the left fielder Pedro Pineda. The one thing I like about Mendez when he fields the ground ball is his ability to know the speed of the runner for what kind of throw he'll throw over to first base. As the Grizzlies saw the Modesto Nuts lose earlier, San Jose Giants right there in the standings says that swung on a miss, counted 0-1. Rancho Cucamonga Quakes, they beat the Inland Empire 66ers 5-2. As here comes the 0-1 from Perez, and a swing and a miss, now 0-2 to Pineda. So Quakes a big win, and then Lake Elsinore, they're beating Visalia 5-2 in the top of the sixth inning. We're in the bottom of the third here, 4-3, Stockton leads Fresno. As here comes the 0-2 to Pineda. And it's outside, count at 1-2. Brian Perez has allowed 4 runs on 7 hits, but he's retired 4 in a row and 5 of his last 6. Here comes the 1-2. And it is called strike three, and Brian Perez has a 1-2-3 third, which includes his 6th strikeout. We'll be back right after this.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8? Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa! There's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models? Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Heads up, Grizzlies fans. Starting June 1st, Chuck Chansey Park will be enacting a clear bag policy in an effort to increase speed of entry at the ballpark and for the safety of all fans. All bags must be see-through, with the exception of small clutches and any necessary medical items, including diaper bags. All bags will still be subject to search at the gates. For more information, please visit FresnoGrizzlies.com/gameday. Thank you for your understanding as we continue to make Chuck Chansey Park the greatest venue in all of minor league baseball here in the top of the fourth. Here comes the pitch to Darius Perry. He fouls it off, counted no balls and one strike. 4-3, Stockton leads Fresno here in the top of the fourth inning at Banner Island Ballpark in Stockton, California. Again, glad you could join us. Counted no balls and one strike here in the top of the fourth inning. That was the right-hander in Micah Dallas still on the bump. As Perry's swing and a miss. Now 0-2. Good pitch there from Dallas. Slider at 83 down and in, and Perry missing it. Here on May 15th, top of the fourth inning. Again, a clear back policy being put in place on June 1st as here comes the 0-2. And Perry, ground ball, and that's in the left field, a base hit. And that must feel good for Darius Perry. With that hit, Perry snaps a four-game hitless streak. That's his first hit in 16 at-bats. As Perry has a leadoff single, that's the fifth hit for Fresno. And now it's E.J. Andrews Jr. who's 0-for-1. As Perry now 1-for-2. Now to E.J. Andrews Jr. Here comes the pitch to Andrews Jr., and it is a called strike. Count at 0-1. Looked outside to me, 91 on that fastball from Micah Dallas. Dallas, second straight year with the Ports, but did spend time in AAA with Las Vegas last year as the 0-1 is low. Count of 1-1. Made one appearance, but he picked up the loss after allowing 8 runs in 1 2/3 innings. Went up to help out the Aviators that need some pitching. As here comes the 1-1 Andrews Jr., and he chops it foul, count at 1-2. Micah Dallas, a very aggressive windup as he comes to the plate. 3-6 in his minor league career, 37th game. He has made 6 starts. Here comes the 1-2. And it's in the dirt, and that gets away, and Perry will stop at first base. He wanted to go to second, but the catcher in Kahn played a cat-and-mouse game as he retrieves it. Counted 2-2. Perry, okay speed on the base pass, but decides to stay at first base. So count now at 2-2. Andrews Jr. at the dish. Here comes the 2-2 from Micah Dallas. And it's in the dirt. Good job from Andrews Jr. laying off. 3-2. Top of the fourth inning, Fresno trails 4-3. They scored 2 runs in the first inning, allowed 4 in the bottom of the first. Fresno run in the second as well. Here comes the 3-2 to Andrews Jr., and he lines one up the middle. This goes 4-6-3, though, a double play. Schofield Sam to Mann to Montero, and just like that, 2 outs. Andrews Jr., 106 miles per hour off the bat, just unfortunately was right at Schofield Sam. And now it's Luis Mendez who's 0-for-1. As Andrews Jr. heads back to the dugout. Here comes the pitch to Mendez, and it is swung on and missed. Count at 0-1, 91 miles per hour from Dallas. Here comes the next pitch, and it's swung on and missed. Quickly 0-2 as Mendez way out in front of it. Mendez pulling his head a little bit on that one, trying to get after the breaking ball down and in. Here's the 0-2, and Mendez takes it in the dirt. Count at 1-2. Luis Mendez, 5'11", 157 pounds, just 21 years old. Here comes the 1-2. Inside, 2-2. Despite his second year with Fresno, Mendez still learning the offensive side of things, but his defense plays as if he's in AAA. That's how good his glove is. Here comes the 2-2, and Mendez swing and a miss on a breaking ball, and a good clean inning for Micah Dallas. We had the bomb the fourth. We'll be back right after this.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8? Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models? Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chansey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. Bottom of the fourth inning, 4-3, the Ports lead the Grizzlies. As Darlin Montero will lead things off against Brian Perez, the right-hander from the Dominican Republic, against Darlin Montero. Here comes the first pitch from Perez, winds and deals, and it's in the dirt, count of one ball and no strikes. Whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. Here comes the 1-0. Swing and a foul tip, count at 1-1. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They are your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com, as there is a called strike, count at 1-2. Or call 800-933-3689 today. And we thank Express Furniture Rental for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the fourth. Here comes the 1-2, swung on and missed, and Brian Perez has found the strike zone. He ties a career high with now 7 strikeouts. And now it's Casey Yamauchu's 1-for-1 with a single here in the bottom of the fourth. Again, a big thank you to Express Furniture Rental, that number 800-933-3689 today. Near the bottom of the fourth, as that pitch is high from Perez, count of one ball and no strikes. Brian Perez now up to 56 pitches in this contest. Here comes the 1-0 and a bunt attempt from Yamauchu. It's a good one. Wimmer barehands it, but he does not have a play. And it's a one-out bunt single for Yamauchu, who has 4 hits in this series. He's 2-for-2 tonight. 8 hits now for Stockton as it brings up Ryan Lasko, who's 1-for-2. But going back to Brian Perez, he's already tied a career high with 7 punch-outs in this game. As here comes the pitch, and it swung on and missed. Good slider at 81. Count it 0-1. Perez also 1 hit away from the most hits he's allowed in a career. Or in a game in his career. Runner at first with 1 out. Here's the pitch, and that is outside. Count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Action down in that Stockton bullpen. A right-hander getting loose. It is number 46 in Ryan Brown. As here comes the 1-1, and a foul ball right at the dish. Count of 1-2, and Lasko swung out of his shoes right there. A slider that hung a little bit more in the zone than Brian Perez probably wanted and was fortunate there that Lasko could only foul it off. Count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nice crowd on hand. A lot of fans wearing purple tonight. Count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. As the Ports trying to even this series up at 1 game apiece. Here's the 1-2. And it's low, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brian Perez, the right-hander. Ryan Lasko, he's ranked as the number 17 prospect in the athletic system. a very good center fielder. We've seen a lot of good outfielders come through this Ports roster. Is that swung on and missed? And Brian Perez has a new career high with 8 punch-outs. Second out of the inning, and now it's Cole Kahn who's 2-for-2, a 2-run homer, a single and a run scored. But Brian Perez, last 3 outs recorded have been through the punch-out. 4 of the last 5, 5 of the last 6 for Brian Perez. Now it's Cole Kahn. Here comes the pitch from Perez, and it's a high chopper. Longwell will catch it foul. Oh, that was close, right on the line from my point of view. I couldn't tell if it's fair or foul, but Longwell was trying to pick up the third out. As Cole Kahn at the plate, counted 0-1. Cole Kahn, the switch-hitting catcher, yesterday walked and had a hit-by-pitch, did score 1 run. California League Player of the Week last week after his series at Excite Ballpark. A check swing, he did go around 0-2. And Brian Perez has looked like a completely different pitcher since that first inning. Been able to fill up the strike zone. No balls, 2 strikes. Perez looks in. Here comes the 0-2. And it is low. Count of 1-2 strikes. 95 from Perez. And if he can get through 4 innings and only allow those 4 runs so far, what an effort from the right-hander so far. Looks in once again. Comes set around the belt. Here comes the 1-2. And a foul ball, and Kahn barely got a piece of it. 81 miles per hour in that slider, and Brian Perez doing a good job hitting the corners. As home plate umpire and Gabe Vargas picking up the baseball. 1-2 strikes. Perez looks in once again. Here comes the 1-2. And a ground ball to second. Mendez is up with it. He goes to second, and it was a lot closer than it should have been. And that ends the inning. The Grizzlies, another 0 on the board for Brian Perez. We head to the 5th, 4-3 Stockton.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. Top of the 5th inning, 4-3, the Ports lead the Grizzlies, as G.J. Hill will lead things off against the new pitcher for the Ports, right-hander Ryan Brown. Here comes the pitch from Brown to Hill, and it is low for a ball count of 1 and no strikes. Ryan Brown wears number 46 on the back of his white jersey, takes over for Micah Dallas, who works 1 1/3 innings. As here comes the 1-0, and that's a high fly ball out to center field. This is playable, though, for Lasko, and he will make the catch for the first out, and Hill is retired. So Michael Dallas, 1 1/3 innings, 1 hit, no runs, no walks, and 2 strikeouts. As Hill now 0-2 with a walk and a run. It's Aiden Longwell, 1-2 with an RBI double. As he takes on Ryan Brown. Brown, 23 years old, 6'2", 219 pounds. Here's the pitch to Longwell. And that's a fly ball to deep center field. That ball sounded good. It's deep. And Lasko leaps and he can't get there. A home run for Aiden Longwell. And we are tied at 4. G's up, up, and away for Longwell. And just like that, this game is tied again. Aiden Longwell, his second extra base hit of the game. A solo shot to deep right center. And that is a big hit for Fresno. They're 6th of the game. And it brings up Braylon Wimmer, who's 1-2 with a single and run scored. Wow, that ball was crushed from Longwell at 101 miles per hour off the bat. As now Wimmer, that's outside count at 1 ball and no strikes. From Ryan Brown, born in Salem, Oregon on November 2nd, 2000. Shares a birthday with my dad as here comes the 1-0-2 Wimmer, and it is a called strike, count at 1-1. Went to Oregon State, so pretty much stayed at home. Drafted by the Athletics in the 16th round in 2023. The former Oregon State Beaver. There comes the 1-1, and Wimmer sees a ball that bounces, count at 2-1. That ball bounced all the way up the third base line. Brown making his 9th appearance. He's made 1 start, though. A 1-1 record of 1.89 ERA, 19 innings and 19 strikeouts. We are tied at 4 here in the top of the 5th inning thanks to an Aiden Longwell home run to right center field. Here comes the 2-1. And Brown, long pause, and Wimmer checks his swing, and it is a foul ball count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. As Wimmer gets another opportunity right here in the top of the 5th inning. Glad you could join us. The Grizzlies and the Ports. Game 2 of the 6-game series. Wednesday night baseball. Here comes the 2-2 to Braylon Wimmer. And it's in the dirt. Good eye. 3 balls, 2 strikes as Andy Perez awaits on deck. And after seeing that home run from Aiden Longwell, I think the Grizzlies hitters are a little bit swing happy right now, wanting to join the club this inning. Here comes the 3-2 to Wimmer. Long pause, here's the pitch, and Wimmer ground ball to the third baseman, Yamauchi, who bobbles it shortly, and he remains control of it for the out. It goes 5-3 for the second out, and now it's Andy Perez, who's 0-1, a walk and a run scored. As the Grizzlies trying to take the lead right here, Andy Perez with 2 outs. Andy Perez, a very good hitter. As here comes the first pitch to Perez. Long pause from Brown. Here's the pitch. And it's a ground ball and a tough one. It's the second base of Schofield. Sam, look what I found over to first in time. 4-3. Nice play from Schofield Sam, and that ends the inning, but not before an Aiden Longwell home run. We are tied at 4, heading to the bottom of the 5th. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. Bottom of the fifth inning, 4-4 between the Grizzlies and the Ports as Luke Mann, who's 1-for-2 with a run, will lead things off against Brian Perez, who's back out for another inning of work. Here comes the pitch from Perez, winds and deals, and it swung on and missed. Count it 0-1. Good pitch there from the right-hander, Brian Perez. Manco Avenue, Lou Provence apartment homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. The 0-1 is outside, count at 1-1. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Lou Provence is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1-2 bedroom apartments. Here comes the 1-1 from Perez, winds and deals, and it's low, 2-2. Visit their website at LEPROVENCEAPTS.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. As here comes the 2-1 to Mann, and he flies one foul, count now at 2-2. And we thank Manco Abbott for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the fifth. Count at 2-2. Glad you could join us. Yes, here comes the offering from Perez. It's inside, 3-2. As Perez looking for his 9th punch out. After allowing 4 runs in the first inning, Perez has settled down nicely. 3 straight scoreless frames. Here's the 3-2. And it's a line drive, and that one will go foul. 89 miles per hour on that pitch from Perez, and Mann was way ahead of it. 3-2. Luke Mann's played very well against the Grizzlies this season. As here comes the 3-2, Perez will wind and deal again. And it's 4-1. First walk issued by Brian Perez, a leadoff walk. And now it's Nate Nankill who's 1-for-2. An RBI double and a run scored. Nankill yesterday had a good game as well. He went 1-for-3, a double, and a bases-loaded RBI walk. Nate Nankill, full name Nathan. He is listed at 6'3", 191 pounds. As the first pitch is a called strike. Good breaking ball buckled the knees of Nankill. Count it 0-1. From Chula Vista, California, drafted in the 7th round by the Athletics in 2023. As the pitch is a called strike. Good fastball grooved in there at 94. And Perez now quickly ahead 0-2 to Nankill. You can tell that Perez has finally found his rhythm after a tough first inning. Here comes the 0-2 from Perez. Swung on and missed. And Perry brings the ball back to Perez. That's his 9th strikeout of the game. And now Miles Naylor is 0-for-2 with a pair of punch-outs. And Brian Perez, 9 strikeouts in this game. Most by a Grizzlies pitcher in a game this season is 11 by Isaiah Coupe. As here comes the pitch to Naylor, and that's high count of 1-0. One out runner at first here in the bottom of the fifth inning. The other game going on, Lake Elsinore leads Visalia 7-2 in the top of the 7th. 1-0. Here comes the pitch from Perez and a ground ball foul. Count at 1-1. Miles Naylor, the number 8 prospect in the Athletics system. Naylor, couple older brothers that know all about the big leagues. That's a count of one ball and one strike. So good bloodline as here comes the pitch to Naylor. And that's a good breaking ball. Count of one and two. Spun in there at 81 from the right-hander. And Perez, you can tell, a confident walk back to the mound as he's looking for his 10th punch out of the game. Perez ready to go. Comes set. Here comes the pitch to Miles Naylor. And it's outside. Two balls and two strikes. As Brian Perez looking for the strikeout right here of Miles Naylor. TJ Schofield, Sam on deck. Andy Perez, the shortstop, looking back as here comes the pitch. And it's a foul ball right to the netting. If there was no net, it goes right to where I'm sitting here in the press box. I did not bring a glove, but I would have to trust my body. Ryan Zuanich said he would save my life if the ball ever came in here, and I would trust him. The former Huntington Beach product. As here comes the 2-2 to Miles Naylor. And it's a check swing, and he didn't go around. Oh, good pitch, though, from Perez. Three balls, two strikes. Naylor looked like he did go around, but the base umpire and Jonathan Rector said he did not. A good job. You could tell the wrist strength there from Miles Naylor. Three balls, two strikes. Perez will come set. Here comes the pitch. And it's fouled off the glove of Perry. And we'll do it again at 3-2. Perry tried to snap his glove there. Three balls, two strikes. Darius Perry, the catcher. The Grizzlies trying to turn a double play right here if Naylor puts the ball on the ground. Three balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. And it is called strike three. And Perez has 10 strikeouts. Naylor has struck out three times now, and Brian Perez has 10 punch-outs. And with two outs and a runner at first, it's TJ Schofield Sam who's 1-for-2 with an RBI single. Schofield Sam last year was with the ACL Athletics, has spent time here in Stockton, has battled a couple injuries, has moved around positions, was a first baseman when he was here. Then he moved over to third. Now he's at second base. He's a veteran of the ports. Count of one ball and no strikes. Perez will come set. Here comes the 1-0. And it is a called strike. Count of one ball and one strike. 94 at the bottom of the zone. That's where Perez has built a house and lived there. One ball, one strike. Here comes the pitch from Perez. And a fly ball to center field. Coming in now is Hill, and he will make the catch. And Brian Perez is through five innings. He has four straight scoreless innings. And we are tied at four as we head to the sixth. We'll be back right after this.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats eight. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of eight? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa! There's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. We're in the top of the sixth inning, 4-4 between the Grizzlies and the Ports, as Jake Snyder will lead things off against Ryan Brown. Snyder's 1-for-2 with an RBI single. As here comes the pitch from the right-hander, and Snyder, a little slow bouncer back to the pitcher, Brown, who fields it. The throw to first is in time, no! And they're saying that Snyder beat it out. That was a close play, but Snyder is safe. And that is an infield single for Jake Snyder, who's now 2-for-3. Even the operators here in the video room for the Ports thought he was out. They played the out noise instead. It's now Jason Hinchman with the runner at first and no outs. As here comes the pitch, and it's outside, count at 1-0. I think that the first baseman, Montero, maybe would have dropped it, but they actually have it online that he was thrown out even too, so everyone's confused here. As here comes the pitch to Hinchman. Long pause. Here it is, and that is a called strike. Good pitch from Ryan Brown here in the top of the sixth inning. Glad you could join us. However you're listening and wherever you're listening. Down to 1-1. As here comes the pitch to Hinchman from Brown. Long pause. And Hinchman foul tip into the glove. Count at 1-2. Hey, Grizzlies fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Ya Tail Feather Dance-Off for a chance to win free eggs. Here comes the pitch and a check on Snyder. He's back safely. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Here's the pitch to Hinchman from the right-hander in Brown, and a fly ball foul. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. We thank Pete and Jerry's for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies and Minor League Baseball here in the top of the sixth. Hinchman battling against Brown. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander. Long pause again. Here it is. And Hinchman inside almost hits him. 3-2. Here on May 15th. Crazy to think we're halfway through the month of May for the Grizzlies season. Game 34 of the year. As here comes the actually 2-2 to Hinchman. And now it's 3-2. That ball was in the dirt. Good stop from Cole Kahn. Now the count at 3-2. Jake Snyder, an infield single. 3-2. Runner at first with no outs. Here comes the pitch from Ryan Brown. And another check on Snyder. He's back in there safely. Snyder has great speed on the base paths. He is 6-for-8 in stolen base attempts. Snyder leads the team in stolen bases. Here comes the pitch to Hinchman. Again, a long pause from Brown. He's really slowed the game down. Now it's inside, 4, and Hinchman draws the walk. Snyder was going on the play, and Hinchman will reach for the second time. Third walk by Stockton pitching. They have 13 walks in the series. And now Darius Perry, who's 1-for-2 with a single, with runners at first and second and no outs. As the Grizzlies trying to put something into play here as a mound visit by the catcher in Cole Kahn. The Grizzlies return home next week to take on the Visalia Rawhide for a 6-game series, a battle of the Bull and the Bear. The Grizzlies have had a lot of success against the Rawhide over the past couple of seasons, but Visalia looks very good under Dee Garner this year. Game 1 on Tuesday at 11:05 a.m., our last 11:05 home game. Our third making the grade. We've had two great showings so far for our kids' games. As here comes the first pitch to Darius Perry. And a bunt attempt, and it is a called strike. Counted 0-1. But it will be Growers Night presented by Stimulus Produce with Friday Night Fireworks on Friday, May 24th at 7.05 p.m. The Grizzlies will be sporting their Growers uniforms. As counted 0-1 one second time, they've worn them this year. As here comes the 0-1 and a check on Snyder. He's back to second base with no throw. Should be a great night as we celebrate the agriculture in the Central Valley. And then Saturday, May 25th, it's Fresno Parks and Rec Night. Here comes the 0-1 to Perry. Long pause. Here it is. And it's low and outside. Count of 1-1. And we will have a special guest at the ballpark with postgame fireworks as well. It's Jim O'Hare. There's Jerry Gergich on Parks and Recreation, the TV show. Come get his autograph. As here comes the pitch, and Perry looks to bunt, and he fouls it off. Count at 1-2, and went off the catcher in Con. And then Sunday, we celebrate the best mascot in baseball. It'll be Parker T. Bear's birthday. He will have his friends out as well as they celebrate his birthday. That's on Sunday, May 26th at 1.05 p.m. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. You can also come down to our Chancy Park ticket office to purchase your tickets. As the Grizzlies welcome the Visalia Rawhide for a six-game series next week at Chuck Chancy Park. Here comes the 1-2 to Perry. Runners at first and second, and it's in the dirt. Good stop. Count it 2-2. No outs here in the top of the sixth inning. 4-4 our score. As Fresno trying to get something going here in this frame. Aiden Longwell already two hits, both extra base hits. He's led the offense so far tonight. And Brian Perez, after a tough first inning, has settled down on the bump. As here's a high chopper. Man, 6-4-3. And that is another safe as Perry reaches. Another fielder's choice as the field umpire, Jonathan Rector, saying that Perry beat out the fielder's choice. So Snyder to third. Hinchman is out. It goes 6-4 on the fielder's choice. So runners at the corners with one away for E.J. Andrews Jr., who's 0-2. As Gabe Vargas asking for the time clock operator to reset the clock, here comes the pitch to Andrews Jr. And it is swung on and missed. Counted 0-1, 92 up on the hands of Andrews Jr. E.J. Andrews Jr., the local product at Fresno State, went to Long Beach, grew up in Long Beach, went to Fresno State, and now with the Grizzlies for a third straight season. Here comes the 0-1 to the former Bulldog, and it is outside. Count of 1-1. E.J. Andrews Jr., 6'1", 210 pounds, 13th round draft pick by the Rockies in 2021. 1-1. Runners at the corners with one out. Here's the pitch from Andrews Jr., and he lines one out to left center field. It will be caught on the run by the left fielder in Pineda, but it will score Jake Snyder, and Andrews Jr. gives the Grizzlies a 5-4 lead. So Andrews Jr., his second sacrifice fly in the series. What a running catch, though, by Pineda for the second out. Perry stays at first, but Snyder scores. That is a run that will be given towards Brown's line. And the Grizzlies have a 5-4 lead. As here comes the pitch to Mendez. And he swings and misses. Counted 0-1. So Andrews Jr., the sacrifice fly. By the way, Snyder reached on a missed error by the first baseman Montero. They're not going to count it as a single, as that is a call strike. Quickly 0-2, so we'll have to go back into our books and change it to E3. So Grizzlies have scored one run on one error this inning. As here comes the 0-2 to Mendez, and that is just high. Count of 1-2. So that means Ryan Brown has allowed two runs, most likely just one earned, on one hit as well. Here comes the 1-2. That's outside of Mendez. Two balls and two strikes. Runner at first with two outs for Luis Mendez, who's 0-2. As the Grizzlies have a 5-4 lead here in the top of the sixth inning. Here's the 2-2, and Mendez outside, three balls and two strikes. Ryan Brown, 1 2/3 innings, one hit, two runs, only one earned so far, one walk, and no Ks. Here comes the 3-2 to Mendez. Long pause again from Brown. Here's the pitch, and Mendez fouls it off. 93 on that fastball up and in to Mendez. So three balls, two strikes. Darius Perry, the runner at first base. E.J. Andrews Jr. giving the Grizzlies the 5-4 lead here in the sixth. As here comes the 3-2. Inside, ball four, and the Grizzlies inning continues as Perry heads to second base and Mendez bound for first. That is the second walk issued by Brown. Fourth walk overall for Port's pitching. And now it's G.J. Hill, who's 0-2, a walk and a run. As here comes the pitching coach and Gabriel Osuna to talk to Ryan Brown. And now it's G.J. Hill. Glenn Allen Hill Jr., G.J. Hill, the switch-hitting center fielder and second baseman, listed at 5'9", 170 pounds, born in Santa Cruz, California. 23 years old, went to Santa Cruz High School where he was drafted by the Visalia Rawhide and the Diamondbacks system, where he spent 2 years with the Rawhide from 2021 and 2022 as the home plate umpire in Gabe Vargas showing the mound visits and his little cheering section saying hi to him. One of the perks here at Banner Island Ballpark. As here comes the pitch to Hill. And Hill lines one foul, counted 0-1. We're in the top of the sixth inning, 5-4. Fresno leads Stockton. Glad you could join us for game two of six. Both bullpens look a little quiet right now, though, but they are up and watching the action as Glenn Allen Hill Jr. trying to extend this Grizzlies lead. Here comes the 0-1, and that's inside. Good stop from Kahn. Count of one ball and one strike. The Ports have played decent defense, but an error by the first baseman in Montero has cost them a run this frame. It would have been a quick inning. As here comes the 1-1. And it's swung on and missed. Now 1-2 to Hill. But a quick inning, it should have been for Ryan Brown. Instead, the Grizzlies making this inning last and count. Count of one ball and two strikes. Here comes the pitch to G.J. Hill. And Hill lines it foul, heads up over towards the burrito stand. Count of one ball, two strikes. Here in Stockton, California, beautiful night for baseball. 84 degrees at first pitch. We are an hour and 41 minutes into this game. Here comes the 1-2 to G.J. Hill. And he swings and misses, and that will end the inning. We have the bottom of the sixth. The Grizzlies lead 5-4 thanks to an E.J. Andrews Jr. sacrifice fly. We'll be back right after this.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chansey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chancey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8? Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota hybrid models? Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning, 5-4 Fresno leads Stockton. As Brian Perez still on the bump, and he will take on Pedro Pineda. As that is a mound visit by Brian Perez and Darius Perry. As here comes the pitch, and that is a called strike. 81 miles per hour on the slider there from Perez. Perez, most innings pitched this year in his career, 5 2/3 innings. Here comes the 0-1. That's high. Count of 1-1. But after allowing 4 runs in the first inning, Perez has settled down. He's allowed just 3 hits and a walk while striking out 7. As that is a check swing, he did not go around. 2-0. He had 3 strikeouts in the first inning. He has 10 overall in this game. Counted 2-1. Here comes the pitch from Perez. Fly ball to left field. It goes foul. Now 2-2 as the batter and Pedro Pineda trying to keep that ball straight. He's 0-2 with a pair of punch outs. 2-2 to Pedro Pineda, the left fielder. Made a great running catch the last half inning. Here comes the 2-2. And it swung on and missed. And just like that, Perez, 11 punch-outs. It ties the most punch-outs by a Grizzlies pitcher in a game this season. And now it's Darlin Montero who's 0-2 with 2 strikeouts. And Brian Perez, that has been the most amazing switches in a game I've seen. After allowing 4 runs on 5 hits in the first inning, he has completely changed the tide for Fresno. He has 11 strikeouts and no runs since that first inning. Here comes the 1-0, and that swung on and missed. Count at 1-1. Here in the bottom of the sixth inning, 5-4 Fresno leads Stockton. Here comes the pitch from Perez, winds and deals. And that is a breaking ball in there. Quickly 1-2, and Perez just pounding the strike zone now with all of his pitches. Completely different looking pitcher than that first inning. Here comes the 1-2, winds and deals. Swung on and missed, and he has Montero down on strikes for the third time. 12 punchies now for Brian Perez. That is the most by a Grizzlies pitcher in a game this season. And Perez is now 2 strikeouts away from tying a Grizzlies franchise record. As here's Casey Yamauchi. Yamauchi 2-2, a bunt single his last time at the dish. Here comes the pitch from Perez. That is a call strike. Counted 0-1. By the way, Brian Perez has also tied the most innings pitched in his career with 5 2/3. Here comes the 0-1 from the right-hander. And a ground ball softly hit. This is second base of Mendez. Gobbles it up over to first. And Brian Perez has a new career high. He has 6 innings of work. Grizzlies lead 5-4. You're listening to them on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8? Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. Top of the seventh inning, 5-4, the Grizzlies lead the Ports as Aiden Longwell will lead things off. 2-for-3, a home run double, and 2 RBI. As Longwell's been the key on offense so far, as he looks to rev his engine against Ryan Brown. And the first pitch is a called strike, counted 0-1. Good breaking ball down the zone from Ryan Brown after the home run allowed back in Longwell's last at-bat. Here comes the 0-1 to Longwell as Brown comes set. Here's the pitch. Longwell takes it outside. Count at 1-1. Trichancy Gold has given away $1 million with a Millionaire Cash Vault giveaway. Plan earn entry starting May 1st. And then on September 2nd, one lucky guest will crack the $1 million code and will become a millionaire. As that pitch is high, the count now at 2 balls and 1 strike. That's $1 million guaranteed, only at Trichancy Gold Resort and Casino. Here comes the pitch to Longwell, and it is in there for a strike, count at 2-2. And we thank Trichancy Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the seventh. As here comes the 2-2 to Longwell. And Longwell, fly ball to deep right field. That ball is hit well, and that ball is off the wall, and Longwell has a deep single. As the right fielder in Nankill got to the ball quickly, and Longwell is a triple shy of the cycle. That is the seventh hit, and Longwell has 3 of them for Fresno. As here's Braylon Wimmer, 1-for-3 with a single and run scored. He also has added a stolen base here in the top of the seventh inning. Here comes the pitch to Braylon Wimmer. And Wimmer takes a pitch in there for a strike. Counted 0-1, 92 at the top of the zone. Here in the top of the seventh inning, Aiden Longwell, 3 hits though. Most hits by a Grizzlies batter in a game this season is 3 done 8 times. As here comes the 0-1 to Braylon Wimmer. And Wimmer fouls it off. Count now at 0-2. As that ball ricocheting right above us towards the crowd. Count of no balls and 2 strikes. Last time a batter had 3 hits in a game was on May 11th against Modesto. It was Caleb Hobson. So Longwell with 3 hits. As here comes the 0-2 to Wimmer. Here's the pitch, and Wimmer takes in the dirt. Count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. So Aiden Longwell, a good game so far. Count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. He's the runner at first with no outs here in the top of the seventh as Fresno looking to extend their lead. They lead 5-4. Here comes the 1-2 to Braylon Wimmer. And it's a fly ball foul. And the count remains at 1 ball and 2 strikes as Wimmer staying alive against the right-hander in Brown. Brown wears number 46 on the back of his jersey, 6'2", 219 pounds for the Salem, Oregon native. There's the Grizzlies, middle of the lineup here. Here comes the 1-2 to Wimmer. And Wimmer chops it foul towards the Grizzlies dugout. On the third base side, count remains at one ball and two strikes. The Grizzlies trying to add some more runs right here against a very good pitcher in Brown, who's allowed two runs, one of them earned. Here comes the 1-2 to Wimmer again. And Wimmer, line drive, base hit to right field. He has a two-hit game. Longwell now is a dive by Nankill to stop the ball, and Wimmer will head to second with a double. So Longwell gets to third after the right fielder Nankill had a dive for the ball. So Longwell into third. Wimmer has a double to right center field. Two hits in a row now as Andy Perez comes to the plate. 0-for-2 with a walk and a run. And now the Grizzlies have an opportunity to add more runs. Here in the top of the seventh inning, 5-4 as the infield of the Ports comes in. Now to Andy Perez. 21 RBI on the season. Here's the pitch, and Perez, ground ball, and this will not get the job done. As the runner in Wimmer had a big jump, he was heading towards third, thinking the runner at third and Longwell is going home. Instead, it's just a basic 4-3 putout, and Perez is retired. Perez now 0-for-3, and now it's Jake Snyder, who's reached base twice. He has an RBI single and a run scored. Runners at second and third with one out. But Jake Snyder has an opportunity to extend Fresno's advantage. 5-4 here in the seventh. Another close game for your cardiac Grizzlies. Here comes the pitch. And Snyder takes a ball low, count at 1-0. That had tons of late action on it. And Snyder just lays it off. Count of one ball and no strikes. Here comes the pitch to Jake Snyder. Here it is. And Snyder takes a called strike. Count of 1-1. Back-to-back breaking balls from Brown towards Snyder. Jake Snyder will celebrate a birthday on Sunday. Wouldn't it be a treat right here if he can extend this lead to 7-4 with a base knock? Here comes the 1-1. Snyder, ground ball. That is going to be a base hit at center field. That is a 2-RBI single for Jake Snyder. He has a 3-RBI game, and the Grizzlies lead 7-4. Jake Snyder gets the job done. A base hit up the middle. It scores Longwell from third. Wimmer comes chugging home for the second run. And Jake Snyder's reached base three times. And a 2-RBI knock as the Grizzlies, their third hit of the inning, extend the lead. So now it's Jason Hinchman with one out and a runner at first. Hinchman has an RBI single. He's also walked. And a check on Snyder. He's back safely. 7-4 here in the top of the seventh inning. The Grizzlies have the lead in Brown. 2 1/3 innings, 4 hits, 4 runs, 3 earned, 2 walks and a strikeout. Now Hinchman looking to lengthen this lead. Here's the pitch. And it's outside, count of 1-0. Hinchman had an outstanding batting practice. So did the majority of the Grizzlies today. Hinchman, though, exploded for a home run out to left center field. I thought it was going to hit that scoreboard out there. Well, here comes the 1-0 to Hinchman. And Hinchman, high and inside, counted 2 balls and no strikes. Hinchman still searching for that first home run this season. Had 70 in college, but a good line drive hitter. Lots of doubles, a triple as well on the season. Here's the 2-0 to Jason Hinchman. And Hinchman takes it inside. 3 balls and no strikes. Now a mound visit from Cole Kahn as the Grizzlies lead 7-4. Aiden Longwell and Jake Snyder, the big keys of this game. Longwell has 3 hits. He's a triple shy of the cycle. Jake Snyder has 3 RBI in the middle of this lineup. As the Grizzlies offense has finally found a way here tonight. This Grizzlies offense in the month of May has scored just 32 runs. That's 2.46 runs a game. And the Grizzlies are 5-8 in the month. But Banner Island Ballpark cures a lot of offensive hangovers, and the Grizzlies have found the cure tonight. Here comes the 3-0. And Hinchman will take a strike all the way. 91, count now at 3-1. As Hinchman now, still a favorable count to him. Here comes the 3-1 to Hinchman. Runner at first with one out. Here's the pitch. And Hinchman swing and a miss. A healthy hack. And it's now 3-2. 7-4 here in the top of the seventh inning. The Grizzlies lead the Ports. Brian Perez has been sensational on the bump as here comes the 3-2. And that is called strike three. The throw to second is not in time as Snyder is safe. A stolen base for Snyder, his seventh on the year. And Hinchman is out. It is the second strikeout for Brown. Second out of the inning. And now it's Darius Perry, who is 1-for-2, reached on a fielder's choice his last at-bat. So Snyder now into scoring position with that stolen base. It was a very close play. Here comes the pitch to Perry, and that is a strike count at 0-1. Snyder looked like he was initially thrown out from Cole Kahn, but it looks like the tag was not in time, as Snyder got a hand in there. So Hinchman called out on strikes, and then Snyder, the stolen base. Here comes the 0-1 to Darius Perry now. And Perry swinging a miss. Now 0-2. Chases after a pitch down in the dirt. Two outs. Runner at second. Two runs already in for Fresno this half frame. 7-4. The Grizzlies looking to go into the seventh inning stretch with maybe a bigger lead if Perry can drive one here. Here comes the 0-2. Long pause from Brown. Here's the pitch. And Perry fouls it off into the netting. Remains 0-2. The Grizzlies have taken some good swings at the dish tonight. The Grizzlies back in their red uniforms trying to extend their winning streak against the Ports to 6 games. No balls, 2 strikes. Here's the pitch. And it swung on and missed, and Brown out of the inning without any more damage. But Jake Snyder, a 2-RBI single to center after an Aiden Longwell single and a Braylon Wimmer double. We head to the stretch here in Stockton. We'll be back right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark. Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. Bottom of the seventh inning, it is 7-4, Fresno leading Stockton. As Ryan Lasko will lead things off for the Ports, here comes the pitch from Colin Baumgartner. The pitch is high, count of one ball and no strike. So Baumgartner takes over for Brian Perez, who had a tale of two stories in this game. Here comes the 1-0. That's a strike, count of 1-1. And it wasn't a good opening for Brian Perez. He allowed four runs on five hits in the first inning. But then Brian Perez changed courses after that, as that's a strike, count of 1-2. Perez finished the game with six innings, which is a new career high in innings pitched. Eight hits, four runs, all earned. One walk and a career-high 12 punch-outs. As the 1-2 is swung on and missed, and Baumgartner gets Lasko. First strikeout for Baumgartner, first out of the inning, as it brings up Cole Kahn. He is 2-for-3, a two-run homer and a single. But Brian Perez, after that rough first inning, went five innings, had three hits, no runs, one walk, and he struck out nine in those final five innings. As that's outside, count at 1-0. His 12 punch-outs is not only a career high for him, but it's the most by a Grizzlies pitcher in a game this season, and two shy of a Grizzlies franchise record set by Tim Lincecum. As that swung on a miss, count at one ball and one strike. Tim Lincecum struck out 14 batters on April 29th, 2007. As here comes the 1-1. That's outside, two balls and one strike. So Grizzlies lead 7-4. Now they give the ball to the tall right-hander in Baumgartner, Baumgartner. Here comes the 2-1 to Cole Kahn, and he lines one out to deep left field. That ball was hit well, but right at the left fielder in Hinchman, who makes the play for the second out. Two outs now as it brings up the shortstop in Luke Mann. Mann is 1-for-2, a single and a walk. As Baumgartner, listed at 6'6", 250 pounds, 25 years old, the Kansas product, looks for a 1-2-3 bottom of the seventh inning. And I'm glad they also did the seventh inning stretch. They didn't do that yesterday. As here comes the pitch to Mann, swung on and missed, counted 0-1. Good elevated fastball there from Baumgartner. So counted no balls and one strike. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander. And that goes off the glove of Perry. Count now at one ball and one strike. Colin Baumgartner on the mound. As we said, 25 years old. This is his 13th game out of the bullpen, most in single A. As that pitch is a called strike. Count at 1-2. A 2-2 record, a 1.62 ERA for Baumgartner. Three holds, and he's 1-for-1 in save chances. Here comes the 1-2 from the right-hander. Winds and deals. And a pop-up high in the air. Drifting to foul territory is Wimmer. Wimmer has room, and he will make the catch. And a 1-2-3 seventh inning for Colin Baumgartner. We head to the eighth. The Grizzlies lead 7-4. We'll be back right after this.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. First pitch to E.J. Andrews Jr. is a called strike from T.J. Sizz as he takes over on the mound. Top of the eighth inning, 7-4 Fresno leads Stockton here at Banner Island Ballpark. Here comes the 0-1, and that's outside. Count of one ball and one strike. E.J. Andrews Jr. is 0-2, a sacrifice fly back in the sixth inning. His second sacrifice fly in the series. Here comes the 1-1 from Sizz, and it is a call strike. Count at 1-2. T.J. Sizz takes over for Ryan Brown, who works three innings. Allowed four runs, three of them earned, on four hits, two walks, and three strikeouts. Now to T.J. Sizz. Here's the 1-2, and Sizz, it's a little chopper foul. He comes in the game, wears number 13 on the back of his white jersey. Second year with the Ports from Reno, Nevada, drafted in the 12th round by the Athletics in 2022. He is 6'2", 175 pounds, and the Grizzlies have seen the right-hander a lot. As here's a fly ball out to center field, skied out there. Still going back as the center fielder in Lasco, and he will make the catch. And Andrews Jr. is retired. One away as it brings up the second baseman in Luis Mendez. Mendez 0-2 with a walk, probably his last opportunity to extend his modest five-game hit streak. The current longest hit streak by a Grizzlies batter, tied with Fadrio Cruz, who enjoys another night off. But Luis Mendez continues to put up good at-bats. Here comes the pitch. And that is in there for a strike. Counted 0-1, barely clipped the outside part of the plate. But Mendez, a guy who will work counts, swing at pitches in the zone. As here comes the 0-1 to Mendez. And that is a called strike. Quickly 0-2 as Sizz going back to a breaking ball. So no balls and two strikes, and Sizz looking to get the first two outs this inning. Here comes the 0-2, and it is outside. Count of one ball and two strikes. The 23-year-old Thomas James Sizz, T.J. Sizz, born in Truckee, California. This is his 12th appearance out of the bullpen. Here comes the 1-2 and a high chopper to the second baseman. This is playable for Schofield Sam as he underhands it over to the first baseman Montero for the second out. It goes 4-3. Two outs now as it brings up G.J. Hill, who is 0-3, a walk and a run. Sizz a 1-0 record, a 7.90 ERA for the right-hander. As you said, last year pitched with the Ports, making 20 appearances, two starts. As the pitch is popped up by Hill in shallow right field. Who's it going to be? It's the right fielder in Nankill making the play. And Sizz has a 1-2-3 top of the eighth. We have the bottom of the eighth. It is all Grizzlies, 7-4. We'll be back right after this.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa. There's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota. Let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. Bottom of the eighth inning, the Grizzlies lead the Ports 7-4 as Braden Carmichael takes over on the mound for Colin Baumgartner. As here comes the first pitch to Nate Nankill, 1-for-3 with an RBI double and a run. As Carmichael's first pitch is high, count at 1-0. Final line for Colin Baumgartner, 1 clean inning. He had 1 strikeout. A 1-2-3 seventh for the right-hander Baumgartner. And now to the left-hander in Carmichael as the 1-0 is fouled off. Now 1-1. Braden Carmichael, 5'10", 186 pounds for the 23-year-old from Prosper, Texas. As here comes the 1-1 as Carmichael ready to go. Here comes his pitch. And that's a called strike, count at 1-2. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. As here comes Carmichael's 1-2 to Nankill. Carmichael will wind and deal. Here's the pitch. And a high pop-up drifting out to shallow left center field. The shortstop, Andy Perez, is there, and he will make the catch for the first out. As here comes Miles Naylor, 0-for-3 with 3 strikeouts. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the eighth. As that's low, count at 1-2 balls and no strikes. So 2 balls, no strikes. By the way, Caleb Hobson is the new center fielder for Fresno. As here comes the 2-0 and a fly ball to left field. That ball will hook foul, though. 2 balls and 1 strike here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Again, we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here on May 15th. Fresno looking to gain a game on Modesto, who lost 16-5 earlier today. As here comes the pitch from Braden Carmichael to Naylor. And a ground ball off the end of the bat. Longwell stays down on it. The pass over to Carmichael covering. And it goes 3-1 as Naylor is retired. 2 away. As TJ Schofield Sam, who's 1-for-3 with an RBI single, will stride to the plate. By the way, Caleb Hobson, as we said, is the new center fielder. Wears the number 24 on the back of his red jersey. As now it's Schofield Sam. Here comes the pitch from Carmichael. And it is low, count of 1 ball and no strikes. So Caleb Hobson in center takes over for G.J. Hill. And Caleb Hobson will be our pregame guest tomorrow on the pregame show. As here comes the 1-0. That's a ball, 2 balls, no strikes. 87 on the fastball there from Carmichael. Caleb Hobson, a lot of fun to talk to. I loved hearing his answer on what it takes to be successful and the game of baseball, and it just says getting better every day. He said that throughout this season so far, and I know that he'll talk about it on the pregame show tomorrow. As here comes the 2-1 to TJ Schofield, Sam. And that is fouled off. Now 2-2. Good slider from Carmichael. And now he's looking for a clean 1-2-3 inning and a punch out. By the way, the Grizzlies have retired 11 batters in a row as a staff. Let's make it 12. Here comes the 2-2 to Schofield, Sam. And a ground ball, and it goes past Longwell in the broadcaster's jinx. That will get into right field, a base hit for Schofield, Sam. We'll see if they count it as a hit or an error on Longwell. It should be a single, but either way, it brings up Pedro Pineda, who's 0-for-3 with three strikeouts. Broadcaster jinx, though. I know Dominic Lorenz, who's listening, understands the broadcaster jinx. As now it is Pedro Pineda. As here comes the pitch from Carmichael. Long pause, looks back the runner. Here's the pitch, and that is a called strike. Count it 0-1. It is a single for Schofield, Sam, now 2-for-4. And the ninth hit for the Ports. They had 7 of their 9 hits in the first 2 innings. Here comes the 0-1. That's low. Count of 1 ball and 1 strike. 7-4 Fresno here in the bottom of the 8th inning. As the Grizzlies leading the Ports. Here comes the 1-1 from Carmichael. And it's a foul tip into the glove. Count at 1-2. Braden Carmichael. It's been a couple days since he's last pitched. That was on May 8th versus Modesto. This is his 9th appearance out of the bullpen. No record of 5.87 ERA. Here comes the 1-2 from the left-hander. And a ground ball softly hit. Perez, the backhand, the throw to first, and it's not in time, and it gets away from Longwell. That ball towards the dugout for Stockton. Up to third now goes Schofield, Sam. So it should be a single and then E3 on the catch. So a hit and an error. So now first and third for Darlin Montero, who's 0-for-3 with 3 strikeouts. And we'll see what the ruling officially is, but it should be a hit, and then E3 is what it should be. As Carmichael now into a little bit of trouble as the tying run comes to the plate in Montero. Here comes the pitch from Carmichael. And that is a called strike. Counted 0-1. Good pitch. 86 at the bottom of the zone. You can't put that any better than what Carmichael just put it. By the way, they counted as E6 on Andy Perez. As that's in the dirt. Good stop from Perry. Count at 1-1. So Perez on the throw. First error for Fresno in a couple games as well. Fresno 7 runs on 9 hits, 1 error. Stockton 4 runs on 10 hits and 1 error. Here comes the 1-1, and that is outside. 2 balls and a strike. Action down in that Grizzlies bullpen as they're trying to pick up another 0 on the scoreboard. 2 balls, 1 strike. Here comes the pitch from Carmichael. Come set at the belt. Here's the offering. Swung on and missed. That was a devastating pitch from Carmichael. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Montero way out in front of it. He's had a lot of issues with breaking pitches in this series. Let's see if Carmichael goes right back to it. Here comes the 2-2. And it is outside. A good stop from Perry. The throw back to third. And they got him! What a job from Darius Perry! He back gets the runner in Schofield, Sam, to end the inning. And just like that, Fresno is out of the frame. We head to the ninth, 7-4 Grizzlies. We'll be back right after this.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chansey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. We're in the top of the ninth inning, 7-4. The Grizzlies lead the Ports. And experience the ultimate party at Chuck Chansey. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Spring Spa and Salon. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChuckChanseyGold.com. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chuck Chansey Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. Join the party soon. And we thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies. Line drive, base hit up the middle, and Aiden Longwell has a four-hit game. Longwell, his second single as well. Most hits by a Grizzlies batter in a game this season, and it's Aiden Longwell to do it. 10th hit for Fresno, as it brings up Braylon Wimmer, who's 2-for-4. A double single, a stolen base, and 2 runs scored. Here comes the pitch to Wimmer, swung on and miscounted 0-1. And again, we thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the ninth. Here comes the 0-1 to Braylon Wimmer, and he grounds one, a base hit to left field, and Wimmer has a three-hit game. And the top of this Grizzlies lineup getting it done as Longwell scampers to second. Back-to-back singles. Fresno now at 11 hits. As here comes Andy Perez, 0-for-3 with a walk and a run scored. He would like to get in on the fun. As the Grizzlies trying to add some insurance runs here in the ninth inning. Here in the top of the ninth inning, glad you could join us. Stay tuned for the postgame show as Perez sees a good curveball, counted 0-1. That's what Sizz is known for, is that devastating knee-buckling curveball. Counted 0-1, runners at first and second with no outs. Here comes the pitch, and that's in the dirt. Good stop from Cole Kahn, counted 1-1. The Grizzlies gave up all 4 runs in the first inning, and the pitching staff since then, zeros across the board. And Fresno's offense has found a way to come back into this game. They have scored a run in 5 of their 8 innings so far, looking to add more. Here's the 1-1, and Perez fouls it off now 1-2. Against TJ Sizz, blonde hair from the back of his red cap. TJ Sizz, as we said, 23 years old, will turn 24 in September. 1-2, runners at first and second with no outs. Here's the pitch, and Perez, swing and a miss. A big swing on a breaking ball. He's down on strikes. And that's the first strikeout for Sizz. First out of the inning, and now it's Jake Snyder, who's reached base 3 times. He is 2-for-4 with 3 RBI. A stolen base and a run scored. He looks to add on to the fun here. Here comes the pitch to Snyder. And it's a breaking ball in there. Counted 0-1. Good breaking ball. That curveball has a lot of action. A 12-6 kind of movement. Counted 0-1. 12-6. Look at a clock. It starts at 12 hand and goes down all the way to 6. As here comes the pitch and a line drive foul. Quickly 0-2. As Jake Snyder trying to extend this Grizzlies lead. They lead 7-4 here in the ninth inning. Fresno looking for another win here at this ballpark. They're 6-1 this season at Banner Island Ballpark. Here comes the 0-2 to Snyder. And it's a curveball and then dirt smothered by the catcher in Con. Count of one ball and two strikes. Glad you could join us, though, for Wednesday Night Baseball, game two of this six-game series. A lot of early matchups here at this ballpark. And the Grizzlies, their offense has felt comfortable tonight. Here comes the 1-2, and another curveball, and Snyder does not go after it. Two balls and two strikes. Even as a broadcaster up here, I want to take some hacks right there. I was asked by Trevor Burmeister to swing today during batting practice, but I was not going to take a chance. As here comes the 2-2, and that is called strike three on the inside part of the plate, and Snyder is out. Back-to-back strikeouts from Sizz. And it brings up Jason Hinchman now. He's reached base twice as an RBI single way back in the first inning on a little slow ground ball to the third baseman in Yamauchi. As here comes the pitch to Hinchman. Outside, count of one ball and no strikes. As the Grizzlies' first two batters reach, Longwell is fourth hit of the game. Braylon Wimmer has a three-hit game as well. Here comes the 1-0, and it's inside, two balls and no strikes. That ball came running in quickly towards the head of Hinchman. So two balls and no strikes. Aiden Longwell, the runner at second base, he has scored twice. Here's the pitch, and it's a chopper to third, and Yamauchi will tag the bag at third to end the inning. The Grizzlies, they are needing three outs to win another game. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chancey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. Bottom of the ninth inning, 7-4, the Grizzlies lead the Ports as Darlin Montero will lead things off. 0-for-3 as he takes on Brady Hill. Here's the pitch, and the first pitch is a called strike at the bottom of the zone at 93 from the right-hander in Hill. As he looks for the save, Braden Carmichael, a clean inning after allowing two hits in the eighth inning as that swung on and missed. No balls and two strikes from Brady Hill. Stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll give you a wrap-up of tonight's game and what to expect tomorrow night. As Brady Hill looking for the save, here comes the 0-2 and a chopper foul. Remains at no balls and two strikes. 95 from Hill up in the zone. As Brady Hill looking for his third save of the season. An 0-1 record, a 0.73 ERA. 11th appearance out of the bullpen. As here's a chopper off of Hill's glove. Hill chases after it. The toss to first is not in time. And Montero should have a single that went off of Hill. That's the 11th hit overall. As now it's Casey Yamauchi who's 2-for-3 with two singles. As now they're going to check on Brady Hill, making sure he's okay. And he's telling everyone to go back to the dugout. Hill, 0-1 record, a 0.73 ERA. 2-for-2 in saves for Hill. He's appeared in 10 games. In 12 and a third innings, he's allowed two runs, just one earned on seven hits, now eight, four walks, and 19 strikeouts. Here comes the pitch, and Hill throws a strike, counted 0-1. Brady Hill is 6 feet, 180 pounds, 23 years old, from Spokane, Washington. Drafted out of San Jose State by the Rockies in the 15th round in 2022. Here's the 0-1, and that is swung on and missed. Count now no balls and two strikes as the Grizzlies trying to win another great close game here at Banner Island Ballpark. Here on May 15th. As counted no balls and two strikes. Here comes the pitch. And a little ground ball to Longwell, who will go to second for one. On a first, there is no throw. And Perez holding the ball as Yamauchi will reach for a fielder's choice. So Yamauchi will reach, and it goes 3-6 on the fielder's choice. One out. Now it's Ryan Lasko, 1-for-4. A ground rule double and a run scored back in that four-run first inning for the Ports. As Brady Hill looking for another ground ball to turn a double play. Here comes the pitch, and now time called, and a pitch clock violation on Hill. Count of one ball and no strikes. As the Grizzlies trying to hold on in this game. Here comes the pitch from Hill. And that's a called strike. Now 1-1. 93 miles per hour from Brady Hill. Back for his second season with Fresno. And he has looked outstanding as that ball's in the dirt. Counted two balls and one strike. So, by the way, that fielder's choice for Yamauchi allows him to reach base for the third time. Two balls, one strike to Ryan Lasko. Hill comes set. Here comes the 2-1 offering. And it's a ground ball foul. Two balls and two strikes as the Grizzlies trying to hold on here tonight. We do not have a 3-2 game, and it's not a one-run game. The Grizzlies had played five straight one-run games. As the Grizzlies lead 7-4 here in the bottom of the ninth, a shout-out to the world's best girlfriend. Glad that you could tune in after your shift this afternoon. Count of two balls, two strikes. Brady Hill trying to finish up this win for the Grizzlies and his third save. Here's the pitch, and it's in the dirt, and there goes the runner, Yamauchi, and he is safe. Should be a wild pitch. As getting to second is Yamauchi. So now the double play is out of the question for the time being. Here in the bottom of the ninth inning. And a mound visit here with Darius Perry and Brady Hill. Runner at second with one out. A quick mound visit as everyone down in the umpire cheering section getting ready as the umpire and Gabe Vargas going to look back and everyone's going to say hi to him. I'll tell you what it sounds like right here. There you go. So that's the cheering section down right behind home plate here at Banner Island Ballpark. If you heard on StreamGuys or FresnoGrizzlies.com, here comes the pitch from Brady Hill. And it is swung on and missed. 93 past the bat of Lasko for the second out. Fresno has 14 strikeouts tonight as a staff, and now it's Cole Kahn, 2-for-4, a two-run homer in the first. He had a single in the second inning. And Cole Kahn trying to keep this game going for the Ports, who trail 7-4, but the Grizzlies one out away from another win here at this ballpark. Here's the pitch. Foul ball, counted 0-1. Brady Hill, 93 in the upper quadrant of the zone. No balls, one strike. This Fresno team, two runs in the first inning, allowed four in the bottom of the first, but then zeros from the pitching staff since. Here comes the 0-1 from Brady Hill. And it's fouled off again. No balls and two strikes, and Hill, a strike away from ending this game. The Fresno Grizzlies looking for back-to-back wins in this series to extend their winning streak to four games on the road. The Road Warriors, the Cardiac Bears. Brady Hill comes set around the belt. Here comes his 0-2 to Cole Kahn, and it's a ground ball foul. The count remains at no balls and two strikes. Montero, leadoff single off the leg of Brady Hill. Then Yamauchi, a fielder's choice. Lasko, the strikeout. Now to Cole Kahn. Here's the 0-2 from Brady Hill. And time called from the catcher and Kahn. And Brady Hill was in his windup, so a late time awarded by the home plate umpire. As the Grizzlies, again, a strike away. Hill looks in. He can throw pretty much anything here. Here comes the 0-2. And it's a line drive and a base hit to left field. Here comes Yamauchi. He will score from second. It's an RBI single for Cole Kahn. He has three of the five RBIs, and the game continues as the tying run comes to the plate. So Yamauchi scores and an RBI single for Cole Kahn. Second hit and a run. And now it's Luke Mann, who's 1-for-3. A single, walk, and a run, scored 7-5 now here in the ninth inning. The Grizzlies at 18-15. This Ports team just doesn't go away as that pitch is low. Count of one ball and no strikes. So Brady Hill allows his third run, second earned of this season. His ERA now up to 1.38. Here comes the 1-0 to Luke Mann. And it's a high pop-up. This is on the infield. Now in a shallow center, it's Andy Perez, and he will make the catch. And the Grizzlies hold on and win 7-5. They've taken the first two games of this series. The road streak goes to four wins in a row, and the Grizzlies, with a 7-5 win, has won their first two-run game of the 2024 season. We'll be back in the postgame right after this. Your Grizzlies, they claw ahead and win 7-5.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball
to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Experience an unforgettable celebration
of... Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chancey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark for the post-game show wrap-up of tonight's game as your Fresno Grizzlies are victorious over the Stockton Ports 7-5 tonight as the Grizzlies improve to 19-15 on the season. For Stockton, they fall to 13-20. Fresno, 7 runs on 11 hits, 1 error. They left 8 on base. Stockton, 5 runs on 12 hits, 1 error. They left 7 on base. The winning pitcher is Brian Perez, now 2-1. The losing pitcher goes to Ryan Brown, now 1-2. The save to Brady Hill, his third. Time of the game, 2 hours and 40 minutes in front of a paid crowd of 1,231. Well, let's go through the scoring plays as the Grizzlies took a 2-0 lead in the top of the first. Jake Snyder, an RBI single. Jason Hinchman, an infield RBI single. The Grizzlies, a quick 2-0 lead. But in the bottom of the first, the Ports bats came alive. And it was a ground rule double from Ryan Lasko, and then a 2-run homer from Cole Kahn against Brian Perez. Then Luke Mann, a single, followed by Nate Nankill RBI double. It was 3-2 Stockton. The Ports would add one more run in the first inning. TJ Schofield-Sam, an RBI single, scoring Nankill. First four batters reached base. All had hits. All had runs as well. 3 extra base hits early, and it looked like they were going to knock out Brian Perez from the game. We'll talk more about Perez just momentarily as the Grizzlies, they clawed their way back into it. Aiden Longwell, an RBI double, made it 4-3, and then he would homer later to tie the game up in the fifth inning. His second homer of the year was 4-4 at that point. Aiden Longwell finished the game with a 4-hit game, the most by Grizzlies batter in a game this season. The Grizzlies would take the lead and would not relinquish it. In the top of the sixth, E.J. Andrews Jr., a sacrifice fly, made it 5-4. And then in the seventh inning, Jake Snyder with the infield in, a 2 RBI single to center, made it 7-4. Snyder finishing with 3 RBI. The bottom of the ninth inning, though, the Ports did not go away. They would add an RBI single from Cole Kahn, his third RBI of the game. 7-5, though, as the Grizzlies hold on and win tonight. Let's go over to the pitching. We were talking about Brian Perez, and the right-hander allowed 4 runs on 5 hits in the first inning and looked very bleak for Perez for the second straight start, but Perez flipped the script. After that, he allowed just 3 hits, no runs, over 5 more innings of work. He finished his game with 6 innings, 8 hits, 4 runs all earned, 1 walk, and 12 strikeouts. His 6 innings most in his career, and his 12 strikeouts the most in his career as well, and the most by a Grizzlies pitcher in a game this season. 2 shy of a Grizzlies franchise record. So he picks up the win now at 2-1. Colin Baumgartner, a 1-2-3 bottom of the 7th. 1 inning, 1 strikeout, and then he picked up his 4th hold. Braden Carmichael allowed 2 hits in a scoreless 8th inning. He picked up his first hold in 2024. When the Grizzlies go to Braden Carmichael this year, they are 7-2. And then Brady Hill, despite allowing a run on 2 hits, he did have a strikeout over the 9th inning to pick up his 3rd save. For Stockton, it was Corey Avant. 2 2/3 innings, 4 hits, 3 runs all earned, 2 walks, and 3 strikeouts. He gave way to Micah Dallas, who was fantastic. An inning and a third, he struck out a pair in an inning and a third of scoreless baseball. And then it was Ryan Brown, who allowed 4 runs over 3 innings of work. 3 of those runs were earned on 4 hits and 2 walks with 3 strikeouts. And then TJ Sizz, 2 clean innings. He allowed 2 hits and 2 strikeouts. Let's go to the offense now, and we mentioned it already. Let's go back to it. Aiden Longwell had 4 of the 11 Grizzlies hits. Braylon Wimmer had 3, so the 2 combining for 7 of the 11 hits. They also had 4 of the 7 runs for the Grizzlies. Aiden Longwell, the 4 hits, most by Grizzlies batter in a game this season. He had a home run and a double. Braylon Wimmer in his 3 hits, he included a double as well. Jake Snyder, he was 2-for-5 with 3 RBI, the most RBI by a batter on the Grizzlies' side. E.J. Angels Jr., another sacrifice fly. Jason Hinchman and Darius Perry, both with hits as well. For the Ports, it was Cole Kahn at the top of the lineup. 3 hits and 3 RBI, a home run for him. Ryan Lasko, a double and a run scored. Nate Nankill had a double, RBI, and a run scored. T.J. Schofield-Sam, he was 2-for-4 with an RBI. And then Casey Yamauchi has 4 hits in the series. He went 2-for-4 with a run scored as well. He reached base 3 times. So the Grizzlies, they hold on to beat the Ports 7-5. The winning pitcher, Brian Perez. The losing pitcher, Ryan Brown. The save to Brady Hill. That leads us to tomorrow as the Grizzlies looking for 3 in a row against the Stockton Ports in this series. They have also, by the way, have won now 6 in a row against Stockton. They go to left-hander Austin Emener, Fresno. Emener, 0-1 record, a 3.86 ERA. He'll be countered by Stockton right-hander Chen Zong Ao Shuang, a 1-1 record, a 1.74 ERA. Shuang has outstanding stuff. And that is a first pitch at 7:05 p.m. We'll have a pregame show at 6:50 p.m. with Grizzlies outfielder Caleb Hobson, and we hope you can join us. Once again, though, the Grizzlies victorious tonight, a 7-5 win over the Stockton Ports. They improved to 7-1 here at Banner Island Ballpark this season, and 7-1 against the Ports. They are now 11-1 against the California League North Division. The Fresno Grizzlies now actually 10-1 on the road against the California League North Division, 3-0 against San Jose, 7-1 now against the Stockton Ports. That will wrap it up tonight. However you were listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in to Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice. Have a blessed rest of your Wednesday night, and we will see you tomorrow for more Grizzlies baseball.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.